this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After more than 60 years, The Rock, the notorious former prison on Alcatraz Island off San Francisco, will apparently be reopening and will be expanded. President Trump has set the wheels in motion for that to happen, saying that for far too long, Americans have been victimized by vicious, repeat criminals who should be sent away.
It's long been a symbol, Alcatraz, of law and order. And, you know, it's got quite a history, frankly. So I think we're going to do that, and we're looking at it right now.
The prison closed in 1963. The island is currently a tourist attraction. And the president throwing Hollywood a lifeline. The BBC's Marika Oy says Mr. Trump is considering imposing 100% tariffs on movies that are produced outside the U.S.
Mr. Trump has been talking about kind of the fast death, in his word, of Hollywood. You know, he appointed those three film stars even before his inauguration to be the ambassadors for Hollywood. So he has been quite concerned about the declining film industry, in his words, and basically what he doesn't like is how some of the recent very popular movies like Wicked, it wasn't filmed in the United States, partly because of the cost issues and also the space and so on, so those movies being filmed outside of the United States.
Israeli cabinet ministers have reportedly approved a plan expanding military operations to the whole of the Gaza Strip and to remain there for an unspecified amount of time. That, according to a couple of anonymous Israeli officials talking with the AP. Oil prices have been falling after OPEC announced plans to boost crude output. That move comes ahead of President Trump's visit to the Middle East. That's scheduled for later in the month. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. The Dow futures down 249. NASDAQ futures off 171 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good Monday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
Number of problems already this morning. There was a wreck about 25 minutes ago on the Beltway outer loop at the bridge at Milford Mill Road, or actually at Windsor Mill Road. And at one point it was in the right lane, backed us up all the way back to the ramp at 795. Still there, but the wreck itself is gone, but the backup is still there. So already this morning, we're 795 down through Frederick Road. There's an active fire call in the city. I think it just went to two alarms. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue area, local detours underway there. There was a wreck early this morning around 3:20 on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway after College Park and after Route 1. So there's a big delay on the inner loop. It's also affecting 95 South in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. It'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late. Low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday. High 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen has 64 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 65 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. A man who was shot in southeast Baltimore over the weekend was this past weekend. He has passed. Police are now investigating the case as a homicide. The victim was shot just before 7:30 Saturday night in the 3400 block of Pulaski Highway. Police say the victim initially left the scene, but then turned up at a hospital for treatment. These headlines are being brought to you by Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele right now to start your home. See it sold guaranteed. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Anne Arundel Cruelty Police, I'm sorry, that's Anne Arundel County Police, are investigating a Sunday morning murder in Glen Burnie. Police were called to the 800 block of Aquahart Road at around 5 a.m. Officials arrived then. They found an 18-year-old who died at the scene. Victim identified as Jonathan Gianni, who was investigators have not released details about a suspect or a motive. And three juveniles have been arrested in connection with a commercial burglary in North Baltimore. Police say officers were conducting surveillance in the 5800 block of York Road shortly before 5 a.m. Saturday. They saw the suspects breaking into a store and stealing items. When police approached, the suspects started to run away. They were all taken into custody. Police say two boys, aged 14 and 15, were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center, and a 12-year-old boy was released to a guardian. 606 WCBM coming up next. It's time on sports.
Homeowners, if you're thinking about selling your home, you're in luck. We've got Maryland and Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, in studio. Vinny, you were just telling me that now's a great time for home sellers to take action. Why is that?
Hey, Sean, a few things. Home values are up an average of 7.1% year over year, which means sellers can take advantage of high prices in a low inventory market. So if getting the most money is important, keep in mind that our sellers get an average of 3.1% more when compared with other agents in our market. So on a $400,000 home, that would mean an additional $12,400 right in your pocket.
That's really important because every dollar counts when you're selling.
That's why we will guarantee upfront and in writing to get you at least 100% of market value, or I'll pay you the difference.
So if you're on the fence about calling Vinny, the choice should be easy now. Call or text him today at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
One step forward, two steps back.
In the air to right field. Back it goes. That is a franchise record. Seven home runs for the Royals.
Mike. That call courtesy of Kansas City Television. O's pitching battered for 17 hits in all yesterday as the Royals mashed their way to an 11-6 win at Camden Yards, taking the series from the Orioles 2-1. Birds hit four solo shots of their own, two by Jackson Holliday. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
Tough day. I always swung the bat well. I'm happy about that, but it'd be a tough time on the mound keeping the ball in the ballpark.
No doubt. The Royals had 15 home runs as a team through the first 33 games this year, 10 in the last two at Camden Yards. The Ravens opened up preparations for the 2025 season this weekend as John Harbaugh and company welcomed the rookies to Owings Mills.
So we're off to a good start. As you can see, a lot of guys here, well over 60 players for the rookie minicamp. At levels, you go from the draft choices to the undrafted signed free agents to the tryout guys. And
NASCAR Cup Series at Texas Motor Speedway goes to Joey Logano. Kyle Larson led for 90 laps but dropped to fourth. The Miami Grand Prix goes to Oscar Piastri. And the CJ Cup Byron Nelson goes to Scottie Scheffler, making history, matching the PGA Tour 72-hole scoring record, 31 under 253. Coming up in 30 minutes, who's coming to the Preakness? And that is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in five easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Monday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott. What are you doing here?
Explanation coming.
All right.
Top stories for you today. A Maryland tech company, moving to Nashville. Just one of many dominoes to fall. We'll also take a look at Trump and the current polls. But our top story for you here today, Marjorie Taylor Greene was stopped on the steps of the Capitol Hill by reporters and asked some very, I think, serious questions. And she had some wonderful responses and a warning to the Republicans in the House and the Republicans in the Senate. Now, on Friday, President Trump presented his budget. He's calling for $163 billion in cuts. Whether it's actual cuts or whether it's they're moving money around, I still have to look at the budget. I don't know the answer to that as of yet. But look, there's some heavy lifting here on this reconciliation bill. Number one, they've got to make the Trump tax cuts permanent. Otherwise, it'll be the largest tax increase in history if they fail to do that. He also promised no tax on tips, no tax on Social Security, and no tax on overtime. Plus, for the first time ever, we have a $1 trillion defense budget. So there's been no cuts in defense spending. And, of course, in non-discretionary spending is about 70% of the budget. So they've got some very heavy lifting to do. They're talking about reconciliation this month in the House, mm-hmm. getting it all the way by Memorial Day. Got 3 weeks. And in the Senate by 4th of July. Otherwise, they probably will lose one or both houses in the midterms.
Yeah.
And that's basically Marjorie Taylor Greene reminding them of their responsibilities and duties.
The American people voted for President Trump's agenda. We voted for accountability. We voted for an end to lawfare and something to be done about that. We also voted to end the COVID vaccine and FDA approval to be pulled from that. There's a lot of things that the American people voted for, and we voted for Congress to pass the president's agenda.
Yeah, pass the president's mm-hmm. agenda. Codify the Doge cuts. What have they done? Pretty much yeah. the Lincoln Riley.
Doge cuts are really nice in theory,
yeah.
but until they're codified, until a law is passed, it's just nice words on a piece of paper.
And MTG says Republican leadership just doesn't understand.
I would say it's a combination of factors, but it seems to be Republicans always have a hard time understanding what the American people want. And the American people didn't vote for typical Republican policies. They voted for President Trump's MAGA, America First policies, and that's what they want.
They're on their way.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what we voted for, and that's the MAGA Trump agenda that they're mm-hmm. dragging their feet. And I have a theory as to why. And we'll hear more from Marjorie Taylor Greene on midterm messaging and the reconciliation package. Seems like the Democrats never struggle with that kind of thing. Only the Republicans. Why is that?
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Chuck, I know that you and I were anticipating sharpening our knives for the roast that's coming up. But Sean decided he missed you too much, bud. So he's here.
I saw that.
Yeah, I know.
Ruined my whole weekend.
What you going to do? You know?
I know. What are you going to do?
Yeah, two mics. He has a mic.
I'm just fortunate enough to be blessed with incredible presence of Charles Whitaker.
Yeah, well, we all are.
A legendary traffic reporter.
We all
with
are.
With a legendary career. I mean, yeah. you know, what else can I say?
The man is a legend in his own mind. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I'll move forward now. The line is completed. Southbound left tube, Fort McHenry Tunnel. I don't think anything's wrong here. Just look, the south end's coming out towards Key Highway, but it is slowing much more than the right tube. So there's a little backup there once you come out of the plaza, southbound on 95. 895, not too bad right now. Had a big wreck on the Beltway early. It was on the outer loop south of the bridge at, I keep saying Milford Mill Road, it's at Windsor Mill Road as you're coming south. All of that is gone. The pace has improved a little bit, but already we're backed up 795 down to Frederick Road. It's not going to go away. It's just going to be now the normal delay through there. Active fire call in the city if you're up around Pimlico near the track. A lot of roads are blocked off. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue, some equipment is over on Northern Parkway, and there's a big fire there. Several dwellings are involved. I think they're vacant. I heard somebody say they had a couple of people that got out from one of the dwellings, but fire department units are there, of course. And then there was a big wreck on the Capitol Beltway at 3:30 this morning on the interloop leaving College Park between there and 201, getting over into that area around the metro station. So there's a big backup. 95 South is affected. Very limited lanes on the Capitol Beltway headed east and eventually around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It was a soggy weekend, and the sogginess continues. Scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day, 76. Chance for showers continue overnight, 66. And into tomorrow, a little warmer, 79. Right now, partly cloudy, 63 in Columbia, and it is 64 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. President Trump signed an executive order to stop federal funding for public broadcasting. And to put it in terms they'll understand, President Trump just flipped you the big bird. Elsewhere on Friday, Donald Trump posted an AI photo of himself dressed as the Pope with a massive crucifix around his neck and white and gold headdress. He then told a biblical story about how Jesus turned the water into Diet Coke. The left was triggered by that. Did you see the reaction to that that went viral?
Well, they were all fired up.
Yeah, they were all fired up.
Well, didn't they say last night that the White House wasn't responsible for that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody said it last night.
Originally, the White House, I think, put it out. But yeah. We'll look into that. Yeah. But it was a joke. I was a Catholic. I thought it was funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
I didn't think it was disrespectful.
No.
Conclave begins this week, so it was sort of timing.
Mm-hmm. You see how they had the orange smoke coming out of the chimney?
Yes. Well, there was two. There was the orange smoke, which is what they fear, and then there was the rainbow smoke, which is what they actually want. Harvard suing the Trump regime over funding cuts.
Oh.
Harvard has amassed an impressive team of lawyers. They're all from Yale. So maybe they'll win this time. Who knows? Jury selection begins this morning. The trial of Sean P. Diddy Combs. It's not going well for P. Diddy. Apparently, he has a very long rap sheet.
Yeah.
Just saying. It has been revealed the board of directors at Tesla was actively looking for a new CEO to replace Elon Musk.
Ooh.
They wanted to hire this guy from SpaceX. They just couldn't remember his name.
He wanted too much money.
He seemed to accomplish a lot. Why not?
Democrats in California are proposing a law that would put a mandatory retirement age on politicians. Now, they haven't selected an age yet, but apparently it is based on Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
They're waiting the carbon dating results.
Yes.
To see what
I'd like to see where they get that from.
Today is Cinco de Mayo, which is it's also my 40th wedding anniversary. You want to know why I'm here? We were scheduled to go on vacation for our 40th wedding anniversary. Good friends of ours were hosting us down in Florida, South Florida. And unfortunately, there was a major illness in their family. So
wow.
The last thing you want to do is be entertaining somebody.
Yeah.
You know, when you're battling that kind of illness.
Sure.
So we just postponed. We'll reschedule.
Okay.
And,
well, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Today is National Astronaut Day. Shouldn't we be celebrating that versus Cinco de Mayo, which is some Mexican holiday? They don't even celebrate.
No. And actually, it's funny, because after Cinco de Mayo, the original date, they lost their taste for mayonnaise completely in Mexico.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When that ship came across from Spain,
well, carrying a full load. Well, when you can't pronounce it Mayo, when you're saying Mayo versus Mayo, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. The ship came across, sank, full of mayonnaise, Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Okay.
This is what happens, folks, when idle time. Lots of time.
I can pray that the generator will stop right now. We just go away.
Absolutely. Is it time to stick a fork in the Orioles, or is it way too early?
That's too early.
Too early.
Okay.
Okay. Wait, you look like you're about ready to give up on them.
Well, it's a pretty disappointing season so far, and the season keeps ticking away. I mean, what kind of ball do they have to play to get back to 500 between now and the end of the season?
Well,
and so, I mean, you get to that point where statistically it becomes very difficult for them to be a winning ball team, a postseason winning ball team, when you blow this much of the season early on.
And how about that derby? I did select the winner on Friday.
You did, yeah.
Sovereignty, great horse, great closer. Came back from what? 25 lengths?
Yeah.
At one point. Way back. He was back in the back. I remember he got almost the dead last call. And the next thing you know, he just started moving up on the pack.
Yep.
No commitment yet to the Preakness, I understand, for Sovereignty. So that'll be interesting.
Well, he can't run that, he cannot run that kind of race because it's a much shorter track.
Right.
At Pimlico.
Right.
So a much, much shorter track. And then Belmont, he can run that kind of bus. So the question will be, will, what kind of race will he run here? If he runs a good race here and wins here, then he'd be in pretty good shape for running a very good race at Belmont, which is a very long track.
Yeah. I really was hoping that journalism was going to finish dead last. I just would have loved that.
Well, they have in real
there,
world.
There would have been a lot of jokes for journalism finishing dead last. But in any event, so we'll look forward to see if Sovereignty does make it to the Preakness. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. It is 6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. More from MTG and her warning to the GOP. And you can certainly weigh in on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 6/22/25. New customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers? Customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, Mike emails in and goes, P. Diddy, sounds like an STD. Thank you, Mike, for weighing in on that.
Yes. Yeah. It does come to think of it, doesn't it? Talk Radio 680 WCB. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean is here all week, despite the intent to be out of town.
You sound like really disappointed.
Chuck and I
did come back.
We were planning to have a good time.
A little palace coup?
A little palace coup here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I don't know anything about a coup.
No.
Chicken coup.
Yeah. Coup de ville.
He doesn't drive a coup.
No.
He drives a two-door.
I got a four-door sedan.
Traffic and weather on the trees. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, this Capitol Beltway thing. I just brought up this camera shot in College Park. I know you guys are familiar with this. You go down 95, you get on the Capitol Beltway, you go over towards Route 1. This traffic is not moving.
Wow.
And this wreck has been here since 3:30. I mean, it is gridlock.
That is a nightmare.
This is a mess. And
3:30 this morning.
3:30 this morning, and it was down to a single lane. Actually, it was on just the shoulder was available. So the Capitol Beltway gridlocked. 95 South is gridlocked. If you're going south, I just looked over just to make sure. BW Parkway, that's going to be busy from 175 down through Powder Mill Road or Route 1, either one, but probably the Parkway, because the Parkway will take you just past where this accident is. You do not want to go down 95 because you're not going to go anywhere.
What about 20? What about 29?
29 would only drop you into the backup of this, which is going east. So if you're on 29 or New Hampshire Avenue, any of those, and you get on the Beltway, now you're sitting from there all the way down to Kenilworth Avenue.
So what about Zoom meetings all day long?
Yeah.
From your living room.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just a telecommuting day.
Yep.
But stay away from 95. The Capitol Beltway is just basically, I'm watching a tractor trailer sitting here, hasn't moved in 5 minutes. Okay? So that's gridlock. But if you can get on the Parkway, then the Parkway is really going to be bad south. You can do that, and at least you're moving. Big story in the city, active fire call. A lot of vehicles there. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue area with local detours underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says soggy today, scattered shower storms possible, 76. It's partly cloudy, 65 in Glen Burnie, 63 in Parkville. Marjorie Taylor Greene was asked about what should the Republicans be concerned about midterm messaging. This reconciliation bill has got to pass, doesn't it? What's going to happen if they don't pass it?
If the Republican campaign message in the midterms is vote for House Republicans and vote for Republican candidates for Senate to stop the Democrats from impeaching Trump, the American people are not going to care because they've seen that show twice, and it didn't matter.
Yeah, they did. They did see that twice, and it didn't matter. Remember the big red wave?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Remember that, the predictions of that? That got completely wiped out. So you either pass and codify the Trump agenda, or you are in big trouble. And she was asked about, what about reconciliation? What about the timeline here? The Republicans are seem to be struggling with getting it passed by 4th of July, and she made this very apt point.
I say they have forgotten that Nancy Pelosi got it done in Joe Biden's first 100 days.
Yeah.
The Democrats got their reconciliation bill, got all their big, the infrastructure deal, the Green Raw deal. They got it done in the first 100 days. Now, I understand the Republicans got a little less of a margin in the House, but still, I mean, come on. First 100 days versus what looks like 130 days, if they make it through the House.
If.
It's a big if, and there's a lot of problems there. Mark is in Baltimore. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day. Mazel Tov, Sean, on your 40th wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
Here's a question. A lot of African Americans supported President Trump in the November 5th elections because they were expecting him to help support what we call business entrepreneurship in minority areas in various cities like Baltimore, Washington, D.C., and the like. And so they're counting on him to help provide business upstart. It is a blight in the urban setting in these areas, like Baltimore, for example. We all know about it. So I wanted to know, in the budget, has money been put in there to help boost, first of all, entrepreneurship in general for individuals and small groups of individuals, but particularly in the minority areas? What do you know about that?
I don't know specifically. I haven't had a chance to read through the entire budget yet. I do know that there was some focus or concentrating on that. But here's the thing. If you wipe out the Trump tax cuts of 2017, it is going to be a massive increase on all neighborhoods,
yes,
on all the entire middle class. So urban, suburban, rural, you name it, we're all going to get hit badly. And therefore, the Republicans need to understand that they need to get it done. They need to get it done quickly. Mark, thanks for the call.
One note on that, by the way, and that is that Newt Gingrich, 2 months ago, was saying they have until roughly July 4th to get this done in order for it to have an impact on the off-year elections.
Yeah, you got to pass it. It's got to, you know, that whole impact has to be felt into the voting world, and we all have to feel, of course, and there would be some new wrinkles to that, no tax on tips, Social Security, and overtime. So that's a new wrinkle, but we'll wait and see. Clay and Owings Mills, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You were talking about the Kentucky Derby,
right?
Did you realize that every entry in that field Saturday, Saturday was a descendant of Secretariat?
Is that right? Yeah, I did not know that.
That's absolutely correct.
Wow, you talk about a great bloodline.
Yeah, I'll tell you. That's awesome, isn't it?
That is just amazing.
That really is.
Yeah, he kind of right. came down the stretch like secretary, and I'll tell you that. Well, sovereignty.
Well, that's what they were saying on the radio. That
wow.
Every horse.
I did not know that. That is a great trivia question. Clay, thanks so much for bringing that up to our attention. That is the greatest. Well, there's a big debate whether it's Man of War or Secretariat, the greatest horse of all time. Man of War was a different era, but Secretariat yeah. pretty much is acknowledged as the greatest thoroughbred of all time. But Man of War certainly could make a strong argument yeah. for that as well. All right, coming up right after the 6:30 news, the latest polls out. Now, the left and the swamp would tell you that Trump's in trouble. But let's get into the internals of these polls. We there's a story to tell here, and it's a good one. And just like they always, they were talking about the stock market blowing up in his face. Well, guess what? That's turned around as these job numbers came in on Friday as well. So we'll take a look at the numbers. And a Maryland tech company said, we're out of here. They're moving from Maryland to Nashville. Another loss for Governor Moore. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Folks, let me apologize. I'm having a difficulty with my contact in my right eye, operating with just one eye because of the surgery I had earlier. So any word bubbles, they're on me, but I'm having a little trouble with focus this morning. Three juveniles have been arrested in connection with a commercial burglary in North Baltimore. Police say officers were conducting surveillance in the 5800 block of York Road shortly after 5 a.m. Saturday. They saw the suspects breaking into a store and stealing items. When police approached, the suspects started to run away, but they were all taken into custody. Their ages? Wow. Police said two boys, aged 14 and 15, were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. A 12-year-old boy, the third of the crew, was released to a guardian. Damage from weekend storms shut down a part of Baltimore's light rail system on Sunday. Fans headed to the Oriole game at Camden Yards were impacted because of a fallen tree that damaged overhead power lines and forced a service disruption at several stops between Baltimore County and the city. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is reacting to President Trump's proposed budget for fiscal 2025. I'm sorry, that's 2026. That calls for $16.3 billion in federal spending cuts. The governor says the president's budget would kill jobs, hollow out health care and public education, and accelerate the redress assault, the reckless assault, there goes that eye, on Maryland's economy that started on January 20th. Moore says the spending plan isn't fiscal stewardship, it's fiscal sabotage, and the most vulnerable would pay the highest price. Coming up at 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Right now, your pick three lottery from last night was 1-3-2, and your pick four was 0-2-8-8. It's 6:33 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay is there, and it's basically just plodding along right now. We had problems early this morning with the wreck near I-70, and it hasn't recovered. It's not going to recover. It's sitting here at 795, goes all the way down through Frederick Road before we get better, and then down the hill towards 95. Rest of the beltway, not too bad. Both the tunnels already with a delay, 895 backed up to just around the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is starting to slow towards Eastern Avenue, so we're getting into that area. 15 to 20 minute delays through there. Big fire call in the city. Pimlico area, a lot of roadways blocked off. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue, even some equipment over on Northern Parkway.
and then the wreck on the Capitol Beltway. 3:30 this morning. Massive backups right now. College Park on the inner loop heading over to Route 1 through Kenilworth Avenue. 95 is all backed up. If you can work your way over to the parkway, take the parkway south, you'll come out on the Capitol Beltway ahead of the accident scene. Expect the heavy traffic, though, on the parkway south bound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late. Low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday. High 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Spurs had a chance yesterday to make some progress, win their second series in a row, and finish 4-2 on the six-game homestand. The only problem was the pitching staff. They couldn't keep it in the park.
Here's the pitch. Slider hit high in the air, deep to left field. Kerstad drifts back up against the fence. It's out of here! A solo blast for Mikel Garcia into the bird bath.
And call courtesy of Royals Television, and that was only the beginning. By the time it was all said and done, Kansas City would club a team record 7 home runs, and the Royals would club their way to an 11-6 win over Baltimore, taking the series 2-1. O's starter Kyle Gibson gave up 1 of the 7 in his 4 innings.
You know, they're a team that does a really good job of not striking out. They make you work on the mound. They don't give you easy outs, and you know, they kind of wore me down there in the last couple innings with a couple long at-bats.
5 pitchers followed Gibson. Only 1, Keegan Aiken, didn't give up a bomb. Before the weekend series opened against the Royals, O's GM Mike Elias addressed the media in the Orioles dugout and gave his assessment as to where the team was as May begun.
The slow start that we've had and the record that we've had, I view it as my responsibility, and we're working on it.
Well, of particular interest this weekend for Ravens fans was the brewing competition between Justin Tucker and rookie kicker Tyler Loop, first kicker the Ravens have drafted in their history. The Ravens, with the league's investigation into Tucker ongoing, head coach John Harbaugh says that the decision eventually will be only about football.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You know, you've got a rookie kicker in here. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott said he likely will give Kentucky Derby 2025 winner Sovereignty 2 or 3 days off as he and the horse's ownership connections considered whether to take the next logical step. Of course, that means coming and trying for the Triple Crown in a couple weeks in Baltimore. On the ice last night, how about the Blues-Jets finish late? This one went to double overtime.
Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. They score! Game over! Series over!
Game 7 goes to Winnipeg 4-3. The Jets trailed 3-1 with only a minute and 4 seconds left in regulation. They score 2 goals in the final minute and then win it in double overtime. NASCAR Cup Series at Texas Motor Speedway goes to Joey Logano. Kyle Larson led for 90 laps but dropped to 4th. And Formula One Grand Prix in Miami goes to Oscar Piastri. The time now is 6:37. When we return, it's the second coming of Secretariat.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So, yeah, we're just talking about the Game 7 last night in Winnipeg. So the Jets were won the President's Trophy this year. They were the best regular season record. And you know what happens.
They usually go
teams
out in the first round. So.
And then they were on the verge of going out. They score a goal with 3 seconds left, as you say, at 19:57 to tie it at 2. And then it goes to double overtime, and they win it 4-3.
Playoff hockey, nothing like it.
Absolutely. The Kentucky Derby on Saturday, I wasn't aware either until just a few minutes ago when the caller called in. Yeah. The Bloodline. bloodlines to Secretariat, I looked it up. It's true. Sovereignty is a fifth-generation descendant of Secretariat. And you said it good, Sean. That down the stretch, he looked like that
he
horse.
Did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just an incredible race. It came from 25 lengths back.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that is just the incredible power that horse had. And look, journalism gave a good run as well. That wasn't Baez. That was the third.
Yeah.
Came in the. But I got to tell you, I would love to see him at but you know, it's a speed race at the Preakness.
Right. It's a totally different race. You know, I do hope that obviously he comes because we want to see the Triple Crown, but it's not a given.
And by the way, folks, it should be noted that Gary Stein is actually the fifth generation from Ben Stein,
right.
The comedian. So
I thought you were going Frankenstein.
That's what I thought.
That's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, right.
Okay. Bruce, I actually have to thank you for giving me the Ben Stein as opposed to the other.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Now, this is kind of fascinating because we, you know, sitting here, we kind of have the opportunity and the necessity, and frankly, I really enjoy it, getting into the weeds on some of these polls when they come out. And you're going to see that many of the polls are kind of twisted. They're deliberately oversampling one group of individuals and undersampling another, and that skews the results. You hear this a lot, all of it, but they only sampled, I mean, it was last week, there was a poll that came out, 34% of the poll respondents were conservatives. And shock of all shocks, it turned out that poll said that Trump wasn't as popular as people thought he was. Well, the problem is that poll is bogus. If you can't actually trust the people who are being polled to be a representative sample of the population, then it's worthless. It's just a talking point. Matt Towery runs one of the more dependable polls. He is right far more than he is wrong. His accuracy level is very good. He doesn't make a whole lot of errors.
Our poll that we have right now has Trump up 46-44, but there's a big but to that. 10% are undecided. And Robert Cahaway and I both know, when we see undecided, and you've had a string of polls showing that he was down, that means that undecided is probably going to distribute probably 70%, 80% to Trump.
So in other words, 46 to 44 with the 10% undecided becomes perhaps 54 to 46 by the time you get done distributing the votes, if it's 8 to 2 or 7 to 3. That's a rather substantial difference. But Tari even points out, so there are four or five pollsters who are, you know, basically they're going to do their very best statistically to give you a good poll. They're going to see if they can't sample correctly. And their error rate, what they call the error rate, is very, very low when they come up with their results.
You have insider advantage for Fowler, Emerson, Rasmussen, RMG. All of these polling companies have been ranked at the very top. They have very low error rates. But you never see their polls on any news program. There's a blackout on the accurate pollsters.
Now, Sean, what does that tell you? It tells me that if you cannot trust the pollsters that are being quoted on TV, that means they have the same agenda that the swamp media has.
Well, just look at who's partnering. These are media-generated polls.
Yes.
New York Times, Siena poll, the ABC News, Washington Compost poll, the Fox News poll, which is a very center-left polling group. Most of these media polls have got it in they got the talents out for Trump to begin with, even before they start picking up their polling pens.
Yeah, so one of the things to ask when we get toward the off-year elections, and then, of course, 3.5 years from now when we begin to crank up for the next presidential election, cycle is, you know, is this a pollster who has a low error rate? If they don't, toss the poll. It's absolutely worthless. And they're going to be used. The inaccurate polls will be used by the swamp media because they seem to be inaccurate in favor of the Democrats.
I couldn't believe I saw it the other day. There was a poll out rematch of Trump-Harris already. This was before 100 days. Yeah, he won, by the way, 46 to 44. But the fact that she's even that close stumped the high heaven.
Come on now. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okie dokie. 6:43. Talk Radio 680 WCBM traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, the best traffic reporter in the history of mankind. And we never exaggerate here.
No, of course not.
Well, the only other guy who could clear the highways as well as you would have been Moses.
Yeah. I mean, I can part the JFX if you need me.
There you go. Thanks. Problem. Appreciate that.
I just stand there by the Pepsi sign. The southbound side of 95, not quite backed up to Moravia Road at this point, but heavy after that down towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 is slowing back near the Erdman Avenue ramp. Beltway west side, that's still the problem area, and that's slow from earlier delays on the Beltway. And it looks like we might be picking up a little more traffic now for the traffic on the northeast side coming over between Harford Road and Perrin Parkway. But the pace right here at Harford Road is still good. Capitol Beltway. Well, big wreck early this morning. Interloop after Route 1 in College Park. There's still a major backup there. Told you a lot of this traffic would be on the parkway southbound. And I looked at some of the cameras, like at Route 32, 175, 197 Powder Mill Road. A lot of traffic going south. It's moving. It's slow, but at least eventually it will bring you out onto the Capitol Beltway beyond the accident scene east of Route 1. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says soggy start, scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day today. 76 right now, partly cloudy, 64 in Edgewater, and 63 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
You like guac? We'll tell you about that in just a second. But first, it is National Hoagie Day.
Oh, hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders. Navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans. Hoagies and grinders, hoagies and grinders.
All right, no matter what you call them, hoagies, grinders, speedies, heroes, cold cut sandwiches, whatever the case may be. Do you have a favorite? What's your go-to hoagie?
A meatball.
A meatball sub.
Yeah.
All right. Chuck?
Cheesesteak.
Cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
Mine is something that both my parents are from Philadelphia. They made these things called Zeps. Mm. And they were cold cut with onion, tomato, all your favorite cold cuts, a little capicola, mm-hmm. Genoa salami, provolone cheese, and then they put a little oil on there, and you can put hots on there if you want. But they were round sandwiches. We called them Zeps. Yeah. And they were, growing up, that was my favorite.
My understanding was you spent most of your childhood sucking down Cheese Whiz, so I'm mistaken, apparently.
Yeah, we used the garden hose for that.
Don't need to go there, please.
Doritos! Yeah, bringing back the guacamole chips.
Ooh.
Guacamole flavored tortilla chips in the big green bag. I hadn't had those since the early 2000s. Spam is debuting limited edition cans inspired by Disney's new Lilo and Stitch movie. Because if there isn't such a natural tie in between Spam and Disney, well, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Corey said it was very big in Hawaii, so maybe that's the reason. McDonald's is reporting the largest sales drop since COVID. Ironically, they had the good sales right after the Trump French fry appearance. Mm-hmm. Then after that, things fell about 8.7%. So it's they're down a little bit. Maybe they need to change up the menu or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
maybe they need to put the beef tallow in there making their French fries. I think you have a bunch of people flocking to McDonald's.
Could be they should try beef like in the quarter pounders.
Yeah, that's a key point. Subway has never learned that lesson. Yeah, just don't order the tuna at Subway. Burger King.
Makes you want to do yoga.
Burger King releases epic new summer frozen drinks topped with Nerds candy. Didn't they get the Maha memo? Again, wow. So you got frozen drinks already loaded with sugar, and they're going to put more sugar on it with a Nerds candy topping.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, just for little Johnny and Janie to be buzzing around the car on the family vacation.
Yes, get that right before you hop in the car for like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, that'll be really good. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple here. Right. Appreciate
I was just
it.
Thinking about that drive. It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good. You're right. 6:48 is the call here. Kevin's in Delaware. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kev.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, listen, all this judgment via polls on Trump's first 100 days, it's amazing. I remember when Obama was running for his second term, well into his, the campaign was on, and it was all about he needs a second term. He needs a second term because he hadn't really accomplished much. But, he was going to get it all done in the second term. I don't know if you guys remember that.
Well, Obamacare was done in the first 100 days. But I do remember.
Well, that may have been, yeah. But a whole lot of other stuff wasn't.
Right.
It was all about, oh, he needs a second term to get what he needs done.
Now, his signature piece was done in the first 100 days. Democrats managed to do that, just like Joe Biden got his infrastructure green raw deal done in the first 100 days. What did we get done the first 100 days? Well, I do like the legislation, the Lake and Riley Act, but that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. So Republicans, once again, and thanks for your call, Kevin. Look, the vast majority of Republicans in the Senate and the House don't like Trump. Can we put that out there? Is that an accepted fact? I think he's got very little support. There are very few MAGA types. We heard from Marjorie Taylor Greene at the beginning of the hour. I think the theory, my theory is, and I think this has been passed down from Kevin McCarthy to his leftover lieutenants, let's just wait him out. Let's just wait Trump out. Let's not, you know, we'll appear to be cooperating. We might get a bill through. We might not. You know, we'll blame it. We don't have enough margins or whatever the case may be. We just wait him out. Because once Trump is gone, they believe that'll kill the MAGA movement. Because they don't think there's a standard bearer that Trump can pass the torch to. Whether it's J.D. Vance, I don't know if it's J.D. Vance. And now we keep, he mentioned Marco Rubio in yesterday's Meet the Press interview. We'll hear that coming up in our MAGA update. But this might be the swamp. You know, they want to appear as if they're cooperating, but they're not going to fully cooperate. They just want to wait him out. Because that's, because Trump said yesterday, he's done. He's done. There's no, this third term stuff is not going to happen, obviously. This is two terms, 8 years, and that's it.
Well, that's enough. I mean, so for him to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, if he has a House and Senate that are amenable to the kinds of changes that bluntly are necessary. And that's part of what's going on here. You have those who like the inertia of not going anywhere.
Right.
You know, things at rest tend to stay at rest. Things in motion tend to stay in motion. Well, right now, for the last quarter century, Washington, D.C. has been at rest. And they're quite comfortable
right.
with that.
And my advice for being a MAGA guy and a big Trump supporter would be not to double down, but to triple down. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Put the pressure on the House Republicans. Put the pressure on the Senate Republicans. Put the pressure on them in midterms to deliver your agenda, or maybe they get voted out. What do you think about that? 651. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey, folks. Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family-owned, family-operated for over 90 years. Now, that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Well, Paz has written in saying the impact of tariffs on the economy will also determine the outcome of the midterms. That is true.
Yeah.
But I think what's going to happen here, you're going to see one of the big ones, maybe India, they're going to agree to a deal. And then that's going to be...
The dam will break.
The dam will break. Now, the disturbing thing that is developing with China, China wants to talk now. They're going to really make a better effort to stop the fentanyl chemicals from coming into Mexico and elsewhere, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But China and other countries are sending their goods to Canada first, and then Canada will send the goods into the United States. Thus, they would escape the 145% tariff if they send to Canada first, and then Canada ships them in to the United States. That's not going to end well for Canada or China.
Right. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big wreck early this morning on the Capitol Beltway. They're still there. Inner loop after Route 1 in College Park. And with that, a major backup. The inner loop is backed up all the way back to the top of the hill beyond New Hampshire Avenue. The southbound side of 95 is also backed up in the area from the Intercounty Connector down to the ramp to go east onto the Capitol Beltway. Also in that area, there's a wreck on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway just around the BW Parkway. So that one corner of the northeast side of the Capitol Beltway is really having problems. A lot of overflow traffic on the Parkway, which is the primary detour route going south. But we see delays from Route 32, Powder Mill Road, 197, 198. But as the traffic there is moving, you'll still have the active fire call in the city. A lot of equipment in Pimlico around Pimlico Road at Belvedere Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says soggy start, scattered showers, storms possible today throughout the day. 76 for your high right now, partly cloudy, 64 in Severn, 63 in Parkville. Kurt in Edgewater. Good morning.
Hey, Kurt.
Good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to say the non-MAGA Republicans are spineless squids, and the Democrats, they always lie because they have to. They're Marxists. They can't expose what's really going on in their minds because people will reject them, but they have to fool people, so they have to lie.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that, and of course, the swamp are right there with the Democrats, the swampy Republicans, the rhinos. They're just as bad, if not worse, because you know what you're going to get from the Democrats. The rhinos, whether it's McCain with the thumbs down, or whether it's Murkowski or Collins or the former Mitt Romney, they always will disappoint.
Spineless squids.
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate that.
Next time, don't hold back, really. Right,
exactly. So, a Maryland tech company just packed up and picked another state.
Yep.
Even after getting a custom tax break, even after Governor No More threw money and praised their way, they still said thanks, but no thanks. We're out of here. Here's how it went down. IonQ is a top quantum computing company in the country. And they're based right here in Maryland, or at least they were. Now they're moving for their first big U.S. headquarters to Chattanooga, Tennessee. $22 million deal. New tech jobs for Tennessee, training, futuristic quantum hub. Not a single cent is going to be left here in the state of Maryland. So you ask the question, didn't Governor Moore give him an exemption to carve out from the 3% tech tax? Yeah, he did. Maryland said, Governor No More said we wanted to be the capital of quantum, but IonQ left anyway. So the question is why? Well, let's look at what Tennessee was offering. Better business support, less red tape, a welcoming plan for building their future. Don't forget, Silicon Valley company just moved to, there's a development in Nashville called Nashville Yards. Mm-hmm. It is, they're building this up to be like Northern Virginia, a high-tech, like Silicon Valley of the East. Because Tennessee wants to win. They want to create jobs for their people. Maryland lawmakers are furious. Senator Steve Hershey said, and I quote, "This is embarrassing. They looked at Maryland and said, no, even with special treatment." End of quote. Senator Justin Reedy said, quote, "We keep losing to states like Tennessee because they do actually want to win."
Yeah.
End of quote. So the question here is, and by the way, there's the company benefits, but there's also the employee benefits. So the employees that relocate or go to Tennessee, mm-hmm. they will pay less in taxes. They will then be able to retire in their state, not may have to relocate and move because this is a hostile state to retirees. So not only is it business-friendly, it's employee-friendly.
you know, the idea somehow that Maryland is going to add more business and create a better business climate by figuring out that if they, as the Democrats do in Annapolis, if it moves, tax it, that's just not going to work. You have a number of states who are quite willing to say, we want you here. We have an educated workforce, clearly as educated as the Baltimore workforce might be. So come here, work with us, and we'll make sure that your company has every chance to succeed in the marketplace.
How many more companies do we have to lose before they do something about it? We lost the Commanders. Now you've lost IonQ. There are other losses. McCormick was threatening to leave. Remember that?
Yep.
During the session. Taxes and red tape scaring away businesses. Is this just the beginning? Is this tip of the iceberg? We'll see.
Yep. Hey, Clay Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, I have joined together now to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in the business for over half a century. That's a lot of experience. And it's about time that the two premier transmission service companies actually team up. So whether it is a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, please look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Right now, there are also free area towing and great, great financing available. Now, to call Glenn Burney Transmissions is 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. And, of course, Jim Jennings Transmissions, it's 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, Christy Noem finds some of the missing illegal alien children and Garcia's wife scared to death of him.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel will reportedly take steps aimed at ratcheting up the pressure on Hamas to release the hostages it's still holding in Gaza, captured after the deadly terror attack on Israel back in 2023.
Israel has a new plan to take over the whole of Gaza, according to Israeli officials. Two Israeli officials have said ministers have approved a plan to capture the entirety of the Gaza Strip and remain in the territory for an indefinite amount of time. If carried out, the move would likely bring fierce international opposition. Israeli cabinet ministers approved the plan in an early morning vote on Monday, hours after the Israeli military chief said the army was calling up tens of thousands of reserve soldiers. I'm Karen Shamas.
They call it The Rock. The former prison on Alcatraz Island, San Francisco Bay, it closed in 1963, but apparently will be reopened and will be expanded. President Trump says he's ordering several federal agencies to get to work on the project. He says Alcatraz would be a suitable home for America's most ruthless and violent offenders. Alcatraz Island currently a tourist attraction. And the president may extend the TikTok deadline if there is no deal by the 19th of June.
The China-based company ByteDance was ordered to sell the company to a U.S. backer or be shut down in the States. The president told NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend that he has a sweet spot for the app after it helped him win over young voters in the 2024 presidential election. At least 170 million Americans use TikTok.
And that's correspondent Tasha Stevens. Instead of transferring the debt to others, the Trump administration moving ahead with plans to start collecting from those who owe money on student loans. The collections process kick into high gear today. On Wall Street, stock futures have been in the red this morning. The Dow futures down 261. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Why?
why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
7:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The situation on the Capitol Beltway is not good. There was a big wreck around 3:30 this morning on the inner loop after the ramp at Route 1 and over towards Kenilworth Avenue. Through that area at one point, and maybe even till now, traffic was only getting by on the shoulder area. Total gridlock on the Capitol Beltway. Looked at 95 South. They're backed up now back to the ramp at 198. So starting there, trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway, and it's an absolute mess down through there. Now, the parkway is open. I'm seeing all this heavy traffic coming south, so the word is getting out. You can take the parkway south, but even at Route 32, 175, down to 198, and right here at Powder Mill Road, heavy traffic, but at least you're moving towards the Capitol Beltway. That will eventually bring you out beyond the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late, low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday, high 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are moderate to pleasant outside. You have 64 degrees right now in Aberdeen. Ellicott City has 63 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and the news continues now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Wes Moore is reacting to President Trump's proposed budget for fiscal 2026 that calls for some $16.3 billion in federal spending cuts. The governor says the president's budget would kill jobs, hollow out health care and public education, and accelerate the ruthless assault on Maryland's economy that started on January 20th. Brandon Scott, Baltimore's mayor, and city leaders will be holding an in-person town hall this week on the preliminary fiscal 2026 budget plan. The mayor says his budget of $4.6 billion addresses a projected shortfall of $85 million through more than $26 million in new revenue from updated fee structures, nearly $44 million in the costs of optimizations, and around $15 million in agency specific reductions. A man who was shot in southeast Baltimore over the weekend has died. Police are now investigating this case as a homicide. The victim was shot about 7:30 Saturday night, 5400 block of Pulaski Highway. Police say the victim initially left the scene, but later turned up at a hospital for treatment. According to the preliminary report, the victim was outside of a business during a physical altercation. Detectives are urging anyone with information to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. 7:06 on WCBM, lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 1-3-2, and your pick 4, 0-2-8-8. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Fans who showed up yesterday at Camden Yards knew they were in line for the Gunnar Henderson Star Wars bobblehead. What they didn't realize was the laser show that would come with it.
In the air to right field. Back it goes. That is a franchise record. 7 home runs for the Royals.
Call courtesy of Royals Television. 11 home runs hit in all. Baltimore had 4 of them. But Kansas City clubs the Birds 11-6 yesterday to take the series 2-1. It was the 5th of 7 rubber games that Baltimore has lost this year. Birds home runs, a pair from Jackson Holliday, Ryan O'Hearn, and Cedric Mullins, each hit their 7th of the year. The Orioles are off today. They start a 6-game road trip tonight in Minnesota. Ravens got their first up-close-and-personal look at their number one draft choice, Malachi Starks. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh impressed over the weekend.
I got really impressed with his maturity. He broke the huddle today. That's not an easy thing to do your first time. So far, so good.
NBA last night, Warriors over the Rockets in Game 7. They advanced to face the Timberwolves. And the Pacers upset the Cavaliers 121-112 in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NFL draft may be coming to a town near you. And that is Stein on Sports.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. And coming up in this hour, will there ever be a peace deal between Ukraine and Russia? We have a textbook example of the indoctrination of our children in the school system, plus there's J6 news regarding Ashley Babbitt, and finally, congressional hearings. But top story here today, Kristi Noem is already finding some of the missing children. 400,000 of them went missing under the Biden administration.
And they've already found some, and we'll find more. We'll get to that in a couple of seconds. First, I want you to hear Garcia's the guy, you know, the guy. Hear his wife. This is a recording of her. This is the Democrats' poster boy, or his wife, the poster boy's wife, talking about the poster boy.
I came to fill out a protective order. I think it was in December. But I didn't show up to the court because his family, like, washed my brain telling me that his dad was sick and not to do it. So I didn't do anything. But after that, it was like, I would call the police. I have a lot of police reports. And I kept trying to get to the door basement to try to open the door. And then, like, he pushed me. So then when I was able to go outside to get a phone, I called 911 from a disconnected phone. Now, they took a long time to get to the house. It was probably, like, 20, 30 minutes. So I saw a neighbor walking his dog, and I opened the door, and I was like, help. And then when he heard me, like, he grabbed me from my hair, and then he slapped me. And then the neighbor, like, he didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to react. I have pictures of the evidence, like, all the bruises, because it's not, even on Wednesday, he hit me, like, around, like, 3 in the morning. He would just wake up and, like, hit me. And then last Saturday for my daughter's birthday party, before I went to my daughter's birthday party, he slapped me 3 times. And then last week I did call the police. My sister called the police because he hit me in front of my sister.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to believe all women?
Yeah, seriously.
Remember, that was the mantra during the Me Too movement. Hillary Clinton and others say, you got to believe it. A woman says it, you must believe it.
Now, I have an acquaintance, business acquaintance, that I had this online conversation with. And this is before this audio is available, so I'm not quite sure where that individual stands now on this issue. But he said, well, look, anybody can accuse anybody of being brutal. I said, I cannot frankly imagine your wife ever saying about you what this woman says about her husband. I cannot imagine you doing any of the things that she alleges that he did in front of witnesses.
That's one thing to say it. It's another to file a documents with a court.
Right, over and over again. Yes. This guy is not exactly a poster boy for good behavior, but he is the Democrats' chosen vehicle of the moment to show exactly how compassionate they are and how much they care about what they're calling due process, which is pretty ill-defined, because we ask them specifically, what do you mean by due process? And specifically, where in the Constitution do the founders address this exact issue? Because it's been at odds. We've had this debate over and over again over the last couple of hundred years. There's nowhere in the Constitution that this specific issue is addressed.
A multi-year record of abuse. November of 19, grabbed her by the hair inside the car. December 2019, pulled her by the hair, dragged her out of the car. January 2020, broke her son's tablet, destroyed the doors inside the house. March of 2020, pushed me violently against a wall. May of 2020, hit me, broke my phone, smashed the TV, punched holes in the wall on five separate occasions.
Nice guy, huh?
Yeah.
Way to go, Van Hollen. You did us all proud, man. More from Kristi Noem on this issue and on the kids that they have found so far among the ones who had gone missing during the Biden administration. First, though, 713, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
If you're in Howard County, we have a car far that has a tar far.
A car far. And a tar far.
It's a car fire with a tire on fire.
Okay.
So let me just bring that back to where it should be. But technically, if you're from Ballmer, you know, it's a car far, got a tar far. Northbound 29 at 108. Just a heads up for the fire department there. Both the tunnels, nothing out of the ordinary. 895 is backed up to the Urban Avenue ramp. And then 95 has been slow off and on just around the Eastern Avenue Bridge, even though 895 right now looks a little bit sluggish right here at O'Donnell Street. Just checking to make sure they're actually going into the tunnel. And they are, but it's slow on 895. That's a big fire in the city. Two-alarm dwelling fire with a bunch of houses involved. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue, Northern Parkway, all in that area. Not far from the track, so a lot of those streets are blocked off and detours underway. All that mess on the Capitol Beltway, still there. Big wreck, 3:30 this morning. Interloop after Route 1 in College Park. A massive backup on the Capitol Beltway. 95 is backed up to 198. The overflow traffic, you're making time. I mean, at least you're moving, but the Parkway is the primary detour route. Anywhere south of Route 32, you'll have heavy traffic all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says soggy start to the day. Scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day. 76. Those showers should continue overnight into tomorrow. 66 tonight, 79 tomorrow. Right now, 63. Partly cloudy in Forest Hill. 65 in Dundalk. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
So, once again, President Trump goes on the state-run drive-by media, and people keep asking, why does he do this? Why does he give them any oxygen? Because I think he just likes to humiliate them. I think that it's blood sport for him. I really do. Trump put on a masterclass performance on NBC's flagship morning show and surely made the far-left host Kristen Welker regret trying to come at him with a vile smear job. Here's a gotcha question in an effort to smear him as an authoritarian.
What do you say to those who believe you are taking the country down an authoritarian path?
Well, there you go again. Why don't you ask it a different way? Many people wanted to come into our country. Many people love Trump. I won the election. They didn't win the election. I got a lot more votes than they did. I won the popular vote. I won all seven swing states by a lot. A lot of people were surprised. They said, I think you could win four, maybe five. No, I won all seven. And I won by a lot. And I won, actually, I think there was a lot of hanky-panky going on, but it was too big to rig. That's the good news. It's too big to rig. But let me just say, so when you make these statements about people say this, people, well, you know, they had their chance at the election and they lost big. So you should ask the question differently. You should say, what about the people that want to be in this country? What about the people that love this country?
But what do you say? I'm asking it on behalf of those people. to give you a chance to respond to them. What do you say to those people, sir?
Those people are going to be very happy. They're going to have to see some results. And I think we had a great 100 days. There are a lot of people that say it was unprecedented. It was an absolutely unprecedented 100 days. And I hope that they're going to be right.
Yeah, absolutely bodied, yeah. Kristen Welker. I love how she appoints herself. She's speaking on behalf of the people.
Yum.
Yeah, that's real. Then she tried.
So nice of her.
She tried to go after him with prices.
Well, prices are already going up on some popular items: tires, strollers.
This is such a dishonest interview already. Prices are down on groceries. Prices are down for oil. Prices are down for all energy. Prices are down at tremendous numbers for gasoline. And let me tell you, when you have the big thing, what he did, he spent like a stupid person, which he was, but he spent like a very stupid person. And that was bad for inflation. But what really killed us with inflation was the price of energy. It went up to $3.90, even $4, and in California, $5 and $6, right? Okay. I have it down to $1.98 in many states right now.
Yeah, he's talking about the price of gasoline.
Yeah.
The reason why gasoline hasn't dropping more is, you know, the last time we built a refinery in this country was 42 years ago?
Wow.
So we have a refining issue, and Trump and Energy Secretary Chris Wright are mm-hmm. working on that. Then there come the question about who will be your successor.
I know that you are only 100 days in, but as we sit here today, who do you see as your successor, Mr. President?
Well, it's far too early to say that, but I do have a vice president, and typically it would be, and J.D.'s doing a fantastic job.
He would be at the top of the list?
It could very well be. I don't want to get involved in that. I think he's a fantastic, brilliant guy. Marco is great. There's a lot of them that are great. I also see tremendous unity. But certainly you would say that somebody's the VP. If that person is outstanding, I guess that person would have an advantage. But I think the other people would all stay in unbelievably high positions. But, it could be that he'd be challenged by somebody. We have a lot of good people in this party.
Yes, he's been there for 100 days out of what, by my math, is roughly 1,460 days within the four-year period. And they want to know who his successor is. Make yourself into a lame duck now.
Yeah. The April jobs report was predicted to be 133,000 jobs added. It blew past that. 177,000 new jobs added, beating expectations. Federal employment dropped 9,000. Government dropping 5.1%. So he is minimizing government, and he's expanding private sector jobs, and that's good news. Trump continues to issue a grave warning as radical judges shamelessly sabotage the immigration agenda, and the Supreme Court sits on his hands. There's a lot of mention of habeas corpus, which is, I don't think he wants to do it, but it's there in his quiver if he needs to shoot that arrow. Marco Rubio now holds four key posts in the Trump administration: Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, Interim, USAID Administrator, and U.S. Archivist. I'd like to take one of the jobs off his hands, and I'd like to have Stephen Miller as the new National Security Advisor. I think he'd be great. I think he would do a great job.
Yeah, USAID is to be folded into state anyway. So the idea of that being a separate job in infinitum is probably not real sensible. As far as the archivist, well, I'm not quite sure. Does that fall under state? And should that be the responsibility of the Secretary of State or maybe somebody who's a little lower on the rank?
All right, we shall see. That's the way it went down. Day 106 in the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
During the Biden administration, they lost over 400,000 children that illegally crossed into this country, into our borders. Kristi Noem up next on how many of them we found.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Hey folks, Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my friends at Wallace Roofing and Construction. Family owned, family operated for over 90 years. Now that is dependability. I've trusted them personally, and so have our listeners right here on WCBM for more than 20 years. Wallace Roofing never uses subcontractors, ensuring top quality work every time. Give them a call today, 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And please tell them Bruce Elliott sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHRC number 1566.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Klasick live, of course, comes up right after 9 o'clock right now. He comes up every 10 minutes. And boy, we need her to do so. Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the 3s. Chuck, the outer loop of the D.C. Beltway from 3:30 this morning, is it still clogged up?
Oh, yeah. That was the inner loop over just past College Park. Ah. They've opened up another lane now, so two lanes are now getting by, but you know, it's pandemonium. I mean, it's just really bad. So the interloop is two lanes open now after Route 1 before you get down to the BW Parkway. Big wreck there, 3:30 this morning. The Capitol Beltway itself is backed up beyond New Hampshire Avenue, so that's the traffic coming over from the Mormon Temple. 95 South trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway is backed up towards 198. I don't think it's back to 216, but it's working that way. In the meantime, as we said, some of this traffic going over to the parkway, as you're going south, the road is open, no incidents, but all this traffic is 32 down through that area towards 197, 198 Powder Mill Road, but at least it's moving towards the Capitol Beltway and a little more opportunity there to get around that area. JFX just looking, there were slow southbound from Ruxton Road towards the city-county line. I don't have any reports of any problems, but it's really slow right through there. We'll keep an eye on that. They're still working on the two-alarm fire in Pimlico around Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue. A lot of detours underway locally there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Weather tell us a soggy start. Scattered showers, storms possible today, tonight, and tomorrow. 76 today, 66 for the low this evening. And right now it is 65 and cloudy in Pasadena and 65 under cloudy skies in Dundalk. It's 7:25 on the Morning Drive.
A few minutes ago you heard Garcia's wife talking about the number of times he brutalized her in one fashion or another. Christy Noem says, and she observes rightly, that even after hearing his wife, the Democrats, they just double down on the love for this man.
Listen to the emotion in her voice and the trauma, and then they backed up this guy and they fought for him and they flew to El Salvador to stand with him and say, this is the kind of guy I want to be friends with and advocate for and throw our federal laws and throw the United States of America under the bus for. Boy, I tell you what, this is a new low for Senator Van Hollen, but for the Democratic Party and for the mainstream media, that they perpetuated this. They started all of this and gave it a platform to gain momentum.
Yeah, she also says Garcia's wife, she's still terrified of this man.
What she's saying today is she still scared? Many people and victims I've worked with over the years, you know, they say one thing in public because they have to survive or to protect their children. So I wouldn't say that, you know, what she's saying today is how she really feels.
Now, here's what's interesting. She is one clear victim. However, during the Biden administration, there were tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of kids who were victims. These are children who were brought across the border and then somehow disappeared into the fabric of this country. RFK Jr. in the cabinet meeting last week pointed out that HHS no longer has the job, basically, because what they were doing under the Biden administration is they were running interference. Basically, the U.S. was a pimp. Through HHS in order to help these people who are taking the kids market them for whatever purposes they wanted.
They were facilitating putting children in unsafe homes and people who were trafficking them. The Biden administration went out there and didn't even vet these sponsors many times. And many, many children would go through a sponsor's home, and it could be someone who was using them to profit off of them, victimizing them over and over again.
And now, there are a lot of them who are missing. But Christy Noem says, at least we've started to connect those individuals we find, those underage, these children who are brought across the border and then whisked away somehow. We've begun to find them and begun to reunite them with their families.
We have, in Homeland Security and with their partnership as well, reunited over 5,000 children already with their appropriate family members and people who love them and will care for them. We're going to continue to work on that and continue to bring these children back home and then get them healing from what they've been through and the trauma that they've had.
Yeah, some of these kids, Sean, as we've talked about a number of times, they're brought across the border and then turned into prostitutes. These are 11, 12-year-old girls.
Drug cartel couriers, human trafficking, you name it, the lust for young children in this country. We're the number one destination for this kind of perverse, obscene nonsense. This is where Trump, I really think, could make a difference and make the United States the last place you'd ever want to be caught, with a young child in this kind of sex trafficking or whatever the case may be. I just think that over 400,000 went missing, and we found 5,000.
So far.
And those 5,000, thank God. But the vast majority, I'm just afraid they'll never be found.
Yeah, because that's a lot of people went missing. And at this rate, 5,000, well, that's a drop in the bucket, and it's a pretty damn big bucket. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp first thing in the morning? Or maybe you're missing parts of your favorite song, or maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister, who are losing parts of conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please contact Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan with a really, truly, a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland for over 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100.
7:30, up next, classic example of indoctrination of our school system and the latest on J6. Right now, here are the news headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. A man who was shot in southeast Baltimore over the weekend has died. Police are now investigating the case as a homicide. Victim was shot just before 7:30 Saturday night, the 3400 block of Pulaski Highway. Police say the victim initially left the scene, but later turned up at a hospital for treatment. According to the preliminary report, the victim was shot outside of a business during a physical altercation. Detectives are urging anyone with information to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a Sunday morning murder in Glen Burnie. Police were called to the 800 block of Aqua Heart Road around 5 a.m. When officers arrived, they found an 18-year-old girl who had died at the scene. The victim was identified as Jonathan Giuliani, but the investigators have not released details about a suspect or a motive. Three juveniles have been arrested in connection with a commercial burglary in North Baltimore. Police say officers were conducting surveillance in the 5800 block of York Road shortly after 3 a.m. Shortly after 5 a.m. Saturday. They saw the suspects breaking into a store and stealing items. Police approached. The kids tried to run away. They were all taken into custody. Check out the ages. Police say two boys aged 14 and 15 were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. And a 12-year-old a 12-year-old, was released to a guardian. And damage from the weekend storms shut down part of Baltimore's light rail system Sunday. Fans headed to the Orioles game at Camden Yards were impacted because of a fallen tree that damaged overhead power lines and forced the service disruption at several stops between Baltimore County and the city. 7:32 right now on WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick 3 lottery number 132, your pick 4, 0288. And now it's 7:33 Monday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Found the reason for the backup on the JFX. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or a broken down vehicle. Southbound at Old Pimlico Road, so that's before the city-county line. And the state police are there. They're blocking the left-hand lane. Two pickup trucks sitting in that left-hand lane. So that's the reason for the backup on the JFX. Once you come up the hill from Ruxton Road, just stay in the center and the right lane. After that, you'll be fine into the ramps at Northern Parkway. It's a big two-alarm fire in the city just in the last couple of minutes, now declared under control, but the cleanup is still there. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue with detours underway. Capitol Beltway continues to be the big problem. Big wreck early this morning. Big delays in College Park. Inner loop at Route 1, only two lanes are getting by. We're backed up on the Capitol Beltway. 95 is backed up to Powder Mill Road. Slow traffic on the detour, but at least we're moving on the BW Parkway southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late, low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday, high 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for affordable blinds, shades, or shutters for your home? Don't hire an expensive pro. Check out Blindster.com, where we offer custom-made window coverings at guaranteed low prices with a team of pros ready to help you every step of the way. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Boy, Camden Yards was a launching pad yesterday as both teams combined for 11 home runs. The only problem was Kansas City hit 7 of the 11 on their way to clubbing the Birds. 11-6 was the final. The good news, though, was for the Orioles, the 4-2 of them were hit by their young second baseman. Two home runs for Jackson Holliday. That's a career high. Cedric Mullins and Ryan O'Hearn went deep as well. But again, the Birds falling to Kansas City. 11-6 was the final. Birds losing another rubber game. They lost 2 out of 3 to Kansas City. Meanwhile, the Ravens welcoming their rookies to training camp yesterday, including second-round draft choice Mike Green. Of course, the pass rusher, the best pass rusher in the FBS last year, 17 sacks, has sexual allegations looming against him. He addressed them in front of the media.
Every team asked me, and I've been completely open about everything. And it's something that I had to go through. And I got through it. And like I said, this point forward, I'm just focused on moving on with my career at the Ravens.
17 sacks last year for Green, which was the all-time number one in terms of the Football Bowl series. As far as the hockey game last night, it was Winnipeg and St. Louis tied. It was 3-2, actually, with time running out in Winnipeg.
Under 10 seconds to go. The Jets with an opportunity. Ehlers. This guy catches a pass. They score! Can you believe it? 5-3.
1957 in regulation, tied it at 3, and then Winnipeg would go on to win it in double overtime. 4-3 was the final. The Jets, of course, were the best team in the regular season in the NHL. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the NFL draft could be coming to D.C.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So sources telling ESPN that the 2027 NFL draft could be coming to D.C.
Wow.
Could be coming to the mall, which would be interesting, obviously, with the Lincoln Memorial in the background. Sure. And the Washington Monument. They had over 700,000 fans in Green Bay this past draft in April. I wonder how many fans could come out onto the mall for that draft in 2027.
Could easily over a million. I remember the Bicentennial because I was there in 1976, and they had over a million at the Bicentennial, and it was
amazing.
It's a mess, you know, when you have that many people.
How many were at the Centennial?
I wasn't there.
Really? I heard. I was mistaken.
You may have been there, but I certainly wasn't there.
Huh? Yeah, I think you were there to do like an eyewitness report or something.
Yeah, because I was 19 when I was there.
Wow. Where would they have it in Baltimore? If they ever had the NFL...
It had to be between the two stadia. We were talking about that earlier this morning. That's the only natural place to have it, isn't it?
But is that a good place? I mean, you got the highway overhead and the concrete and...
It's Baltimore.
Yeah, Hammerjacks. It is Baltimore.
Hammerjacks.
It could fit. Well...
I don't know where else you'd put it. I mean, it used to be you would think about the Inner Harbor, but that's pretty much off the table.
I mean, we're really even in the Inner Harbor. I mean, yeah, there's just no logical
on
place.
On a barge in the Inner Harbor.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I wish it would come here.
Yeah, it would. Well, maybe it will. Have we applied? How does that process work? Do you have to apply for the draft?
Yeah, I'm sure you have to apply for the draft, just like you have to apply for the Super Bowl.
Have you applied then?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I haven't had a chance.
Well, could you be thinking about getting to work then?
More work. More work
exactly.
For me.
More work for you.
Okay, there
We're
you go.
We're always scheming up more work. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. I ran across this over the weekend. If you follow libs of TikTok on TikTok or X or whatever the case may be, you can find this. And unfortunately, I don't have the name of the school. We're working on that. But this one appears to be three boys, ages right around maybe fifth, sixth grade, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing an anti-ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, doing an anti-ICE rap. Listen carefully to the words, and there are F-bombs dropped we had to edit out. And they're also flipping birds. This is in school, in a classroom. This is textbook indoctrination of our children in schools.
The story of others. The stories of others, intertwining like brothers, trying to change and free from struggles, while at the same time hoping for help under the covers, unrecognized by others.
We are all humans, no matter the race. No disgrace, we all deserve a place, and we shouldn't have to pick up our pace because a police officer is in our face or a crazy white lady sprays us with mix.
We all are not thugs, and we all deserve hugs, and some of us won't even cross bugs.
We're getting deported by ICE, and I can't understand why everyone can't suffice.
We have might, so we must fight. Just for our rights, look at the future and set our sights.
ICE.
In class.
Cooked. Our system is cooked.
Booked. Our president should read a book. Shook. Every time we see an officer, we shouldn't be shook.
Look. We shouldn't be judged on the way we look. Light shines through the darkest times, no matter the bull. They will not fold if we all uphold.
The stories of others, intertwining like brothers, trying to change and free from struggles.
We can shine as we work together. And who knows, maybe like the phoenix, we will continue to rise.
When they flipped the bird, all three of them, we edited out the one F-bomb, and then at the very end when they did the continue thing, then they all flipped the bird in class with a teacher present. This is...
And that got a big round of applause.
Yeah. So this is again, kids in a classroom perform this politically charged rap saying, F ICE, giving the middle finger and fear-mongering about law enforcement. What is going on in our schools? No wonder President Trump wants to dismantle the Department of Education, return it to the states, and just maybe some cooler heads will prevail. You got to get it out of the hands of the teachers' unions. They're ruining our children. Then there's this. Did you know there are hearings on J6 in Congress?
No, nor did I.
But you might be surprised as who's conducting the hearings. Here's J6 investigative reporter Julie Kelly.
I'm a little frustrated at this point, and I know some of you are too. It appears that Senate Democrats are the first people in Washington, in Congress, to hold a January 6th related hearing before congressional Republicans. So this week, Senate Democrats held, I think, what is called a spotlight hearing. And they took public testimony from four witnesses to J6 prosecutors.
So Democrats, not the Republicans, Democrats are conducting J6 hearings already in Congress. See, these Republicans is the inner circular firing squad. They constantly shoot themselves in the foot. I don't know what the hell Speaker Johnson is doing, but he's not doing his job, that's for sure. And one other note, the Justice Department and the family of Ashley Babbitt have now agreed to settle a lawsuit. The family of Ashley Babbitt had sued for $30 million. No terms of the wrongful death case have been released as of yet, but they have agreed to settle the lawsuit. So, good. Now, maybe they can go after the murderer.
Yeah.
Because she was murdered in cold blood on January 6th.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. It is that time of the morning. So if you'd like to be our contestant today, 410-WCBM-680. That comes up after Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
All right, that trouble area on the JFX southbound right after Old Pimlico Road just cleared. The state highway truck and the state police all just cleared the left-hand lane. Thanks to one of our listeners for giving us a heads up on that as well. Because at one point we couldn't see what it was. Now we know what it was. And it's going to begin, start to at least improve coming south from Ruxton Road. But for a while, they were in the left-hand lane. The active fire call is still there. It's under control now, but they'll be there for a while. Pimlico Road in the area of Belvedere Avenue around the track, and all those local detours are still underway. The Beltway locally, we haven't talked about that much, but that's just the normal stuff there. Both the tunnels are backed up in the usual area. Capitol Beltway has been the problem, and only two lanes are still open. We're waiting for a new update. Two of the left-hand lanes closed on the inner loop after Route 1 in College Park with a major backup on the Capitol Beltway. There was a wreck on the opposite side of the road, same area. 95 is still backed up to Powder Mill Road, and all the heavy traffic is detouring onto the parkway, and that's been pretty solid, but at least it's been moving from Route 32 down to the Capitol Beltway. Big delays now in that section of Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says soggy start today. Scattered showers and storms possible throughout the day. 76, same for tonight and tomorrow as well. Right now, cloudy, 64 in Ellicott City, 63 in Pikesville. And we need a contestant. If you want to play Choose Your Fake News, a chance for you to pick up a 100th anniversary WCBM t-shirt and a coffee mug. Just give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get the match wits with Kristen, who is right now the big leader from day one all the way through the quarter.
The rest of the field.
Yeah, just rendering Bruce and Chuck to chopped liver at this point. It's just amazing.
We're going to start calling her leader, but, like Charlie Ekman.
That's right.
What do you do, leader?
But let's not count the guys out. I mean, they have a competitive spirit.
Yeah. We're not competent, but we're competitive.
Right.
Speak for yourself.
It's not for a lack of trying. And yes, Chuck is very trying. I can attest to that.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir.
Mr. Casey.
Getting ready for the big roast.
Back from vacation, Mr. Casey.
I never went on vacation. That was the problem.
I never went.
Shortest vacation in the history of man.
Yeah.
Friday afternoon, I said, well, see you in a week. Friday afternoon at 1:15. See you Monday.
Never got liftoff.
No.
You should be familiar with that.
Ted in Columbia. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one, a recent court ruling in Quebec has granted multi-parental families in the province the same legal rights as any other unit. The Quebec Superior Court judge ruled on Friday that throuples, that's three adults in a relationship, have legal rights to children, much like any other couple.
Yeah, throuples have ridges.
Story two. President Trump says it's time to rebuild and open Alcatraz. For too long, America's been plagued by vicious, violent, repeat criminal offenders. The dregs of society will never contribute to anything other than misery and suffering. So the reopening of Alcatraz will serve as a symbol of law and order and justice. And story three. One-tenth of all American adults don't know how babies are made. It is estimated, according to a recent study, 30 million Americans over the age of 18 have no idea how the reproductive system operates. This after decades of sex ed in our public school system. All right, story one. Throuples given the same rights as couples in Quebec. Story two, Trump says it's time to reopen Alcatraz. Story three, one-tenth of all Americans don't know how babies are made. All right, we'll start with Chuck this morning.
Well, I'll go with three, please.
Chuck goes for story number three. Kristen.
This is a hard one, but I think I'm going to go with three also.
All right, another vote for three. Bruce?
Yeah, I think it's three. I think that although one-tenth don't understand how babies are made, I bet you that one-tenth knows all of the cheats in their favorite video games. I mean, that's my bet. That's the tenth that wasn't paying attention in class
right.
Because they're playing the video game.
So you're going for three?
Three.
All right, and Ted?
I'm going to go for one.
All right, Ted goes for story number one, the thruples. Nobody votes for story number two. Yeah, Trump wants to reopen Alcatraz.
Great.
Posted that on Truth Social over the weekend. Story number three got three votes. That's because it is fake news. Sorry about that, Ted. Thanks for
listening.
Thanks for listening to playing the game. Appreciate that. But yes, the expert panelists led by Kristen.
Thank you, leader.
Well, maybe there should be more of an incentive for employees playing. Extra day off.
What are we talking about?
I'm talking extra days off. Or,
well, how much more incentive would you need? You already are smoking the dudes.
No, but I mean, if you want it to be more competitive.
She doesn't want it to be more competitive. She wants the day off. She knows you're going to keep smoking us.
She wants a benefit to it. That's right.
Have to get a new contract.
She wants affirmation.
You say you're a capitalist, you're a consumer.
That's right.
We got to incentivize people.
Good lecture now about being a capitalist. Okay. All right, maybe we'll have to throw some kind of...
We'll be looking for your replacement to show up tomorrow.
We might be able to offer you like 10% off the vending machine.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Well, that wouldn't apply to Chuck because he's not here.
Yeah. Well, that's...
We could buy his products and then mail them to him.
Yeah. And you know what?
Chuck, has that been working out so far, Ms. Casey? Yeah.
My recommendation, Chuck, on that would be go for the potato chips. Because mailing those in a first-class envelope should be a treat.
Yes. Yeah. You can use them as crumble for your pie or something.
Crumbles have ridges.
Yes, they do, along with thruples. That's the second time you use that line in the same bit.
So what?
Okay, well, that's going to be part of the roast.
Are you telling me what I can say now?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm not telling you what you can say. I'm pointing out how you say it.
So what?
Just be ready. June 20th, buddy. It's coming. Winter is coming.
Winter's coming.
Yes.
In June.
I thought winter was a dolphin.
Might be. You never know. All right. See you in a couple. Appreciate
Goodbye.
That. 7:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Still to come between 8 and 9 this morning. Governor Moore, his actions speak louder than his words, folks. So just believe me when I say that you got to actually wait for him to have a cogent sentence and then decide whether or not he's the smiley kind of guy you want as president in 2028, because that's what he's working for. Schumer and AOC, apparently, Marquay Mullen says Schumer is really scared of AOC because he's afraid that she would beat him. And a head-to-head if she decides to run for a Senate seat. So he's saying, oh, please, run for the presidency. You're what we need as the presidential candidate, which is interesting. And, of course, juvenile offenders, repeat juvenile offenders. This is amazing. Residents of the communities are now saying, oh, yeah, I recognize those kids. They're the ones who knocked over so-and-so last week and the ones who stole such-and-such's car the week before that. It's amazing that all the residents can figure out who these people are, but the police can't, or they don't want to bother keeping them around.
Yeah, well, I mean, this juvenile problem has been going all the way back to Irvington, when a young Charles Whitaker led the Irvington Young Rascals.
Yeah.
He was known for all sorts of barter then. There was all sorts of illegal trading going on. Kids' school lunches were being ripped away from them for deals. But look, I admire the guy. He really set the business model in Irvington years ago.
It was all out of confusion, too, because somebody when he was young said, you got to check out that woman's garter. He heard that as barter, and that just kind of set him on the path. It's amazing how that
both
happens.
Both idiots. You realize that. You're both just absolute idiots. Let me just say something. Had I known about 1965 that I would have had a website that made millions called extortion.com. And how you set it up. And all I'd do is take a little stipend in my Cayman Island account.
Oh, I see. Right.
Oh, my God. Now, I'm only kidding. Don't be coming looking for me.
I wasn't going there.
He takes a big. He's only kidding. He takes a big stipend.
I'm backing away.
There. Listen,
I'm
backing
away.
There once a week.
I don't want to be 10 feet in there. This guy on that one.
I don't even know who he is. Who is this guy?
Who is it? He's just showed
he's
up.
He's not here anymore. I'm broadcasting live from Barbados now. All right, JFX. Let's go there.
Yes, please.
Let's get the hell out of here. JFX is better now. Southbound from Ruxton Road towards the City County line. We had the backup earlier because of the broken down vehicle in the left-hand lane. So that's a little better. The Beltway locally, yeah, all the normal stuff there. Both the tunnels are still backed. I just looked at the camera. Bless your hearts if you're on 95 South. You're sitting there at Powder Mill Road going, what in the world is going on here? And it's just total gridlock as you're going south. There's a big wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. There's also a wreck on the outer loop, so if you're coming up from 214 trying to get into College Park, both sides of the Capitol Beltway, big delays in Prince George's County. Okay, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking to sharpen your aim? Free State Gun Range has you covered. From wear and carry permit classes to private lessons, plus a full selection of guns and accessories. We've got it all. Shoot safely on our 12-lane indoor range. Visit freestategunrange.com to book today. Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town.
Weather Channel says soggy start, scattered shower storms possible throughout the day, 76. Chance for showers continue overnight into tomorrow. Right now, cloudy, 65 in Annapolis, 63 in Reisterstown at 7:55. You're up to date. Coming up here at the top of the hour, the epidemic of repeat juvenile offenders. It's even worse than you thought.
By the way, Marty says, he must know if Chuck is going to be announcing his new non-binary name at the Chuck Roast. Chuck Whitaker shall be known as Charlie the Traffic Human. I think it's fair. Or Chaz. He loves being called Chaz, by the way. So when he's in a gym, make sure you do that all the time. He loves and loves and loves that stuff. John Bolton, a little bit of sour grapes here, I think, rather than a clear analysis. He takes a look at the current team surrounding Donald Trump when it comes to foreign policy. And he thinks, wow, poor Marco Rubio, he's getting pushed to the side. Somehow he's not getting anything done and has no responsibilities whatsoever. Meanwhile, Rubio's only done 4 jobs.
If I were in his shoes, I'd be extraordinarily frustrated. I think Witkoff reports directly to Trump. That's the advantage he has. He will do exactly what Trump says. And I think this is a disaster in the making, a disaster on the Ukraine-Russia front, a potential disaster on the Iran front.
Let's talk about Ukraine. Dan Hoffman is a former station chief of the CIA in Moscow. And he says, taking a look at the relationship between Vladimir Putin, who he had a chance to really examine pretty closely when he was over there for a while, and Ukraine, he says that Donald Trump is doing his damnedest to get Putin to the table so that they could talk. He says he's tried and he's tried and he's tried so far unsuccessfully, but you got to give the guy props for effort.
It's very consistent with President Trump's strategy to try to end this war. He has tried unsuccessfully so far, but not for lack of trying, to entice Russia to a ceasefire or a negotiated settlement. Russia, Vladimir Putin, hasn't been interested in stopping his brutal war on Ukraine.
Now, here's a little twist on this. The rare earth agreement that the United States and Ukraine have come to, this would put U.S. feet on the ground. You'd have U.S. contractors there in Ukraine. How aggressive would the Russians be in bombing those areas, knowing that there could be U.S. casualties? That, to me, it says that Donald Trump is perfectly willing to play a game of chicken with the Russians because he doesn't think that they would be very active in military affairs in any area where there happened to be U.S. personnel. I think Putin would be very wise to heed that particular observation, that Donald Trump and the Americans would not react well to the Russians killing U.S. citizens while they happen to be in Ukraine. But Hoffman points out the problem is this is not exactly, you know, a shovel-ready project.
It's not a deal that's going to get started, excavation and mapping, until there is a ceasefire. And so it's a good deal, but it won't actually start to move in the right direction until we have a ceasefire.
Yeah, in other words, it's great that they have the agreement, but they can't actually move forward on the agreement until there's a ceasefire.
No, Trump's not going to put boots on the ground, be it you know, civilians or military in Ukraine, until there is a ceasefire or a peace deal. He's not going to put people in harm's way. And look, this isn't a chance for Putin to really come to the table. If he doesn't come to the table, he's facing probably some of the severest sanctions Russia will ever see in their history.
Yeah, and that's the problem for Putin, is sooner or later, the math just doesn't work for Russia. Bluntly, right now, the math works for them. If they get to the table, now that Donald Trump has said pretty much to the Ukrainians, you know, you have to accept probably Crimea is gone. All right? It's gone. Don't figure you're going to hold out until you get Crimea back. That's history. That's a different day and a different time entirely. Check back in 25, 30 years and see how it looks. Maybe then you'd have a chance. But as far as right now goes, there is no chance whatsoever. None.
Yeah, and as far as Iran goes, the Houthis, which is Iran's proxy, they fired a missile into, what, I think Tel Aviv, near the airport there, over the weekend. So they continue, although we've had over 800 strikes on the Houthis. We've diminished their, you know, capacity a little bit, but they're still a problem. Iran is still a problem, as is, you know, the Hamas. So, again, it's going to take a while, but Trump is trying to, at least the only one talking peace in all of these politicians. Yeah. 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is something that he is certainly accustomed to, President Trump making waves with his appearance on one of the Sunday morning TV talk shows.
In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, host Kristen Welker asks President Donald Trump if all citizens and non-citizens in the U.S. deserve due process.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment says,
I don't know. It seems... It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials. We have thousands of people that are some murderers and some drug dealers and some of the worst people on earth. But some of the worst, most dangerous people on earth.
When asked about making Canada the 51st state, Trump said it was highly unlikely that the U.S. would need to use military force. But he said that something could happen with Greenland. I'm Donna Water.
And the president has no shortage of detractors among the Hollywood crowd, but that's not stopping him from taking steps to help the American film industry. Mr. Trump considering 100% tariffs on movies produced outside the U.S. He says other countries have been offering financial incentives to movie producers to relocate overseas. He says that's hurting Hollywood. Don't expect any quick answers as to the cause of a deadly Los Angeles-area plane crash over the weekend. NTSB investigator Michael Hicks.
This investigation will take between 12 and 18 months. During that time,
We'll be looking into the occupants on board, the pilot, the machine, the airframe itself being the airplane, which is an RV-10, and the environment.
Two people on the small plane were killed, a couple of houses damaged. Nine people wounded, a shooting last evening at a restaurant in Glendale, Arizona. There have been no arrests there. Wall Street, Dow futures down 286. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
And both the tunnels still continue with some heavy traffic southbound. Nothing major so far this morning. 95 and 895 are still under the 25-minute delay at this point. So that's not bad for this time of the morning. Two-alarm fire in the city near the track. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue. A lot of the roadways there are still blocked off locally through there. JFX did recover. We're a little better now from Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. There had been a wreck in the left-hand lane. The ride towards the Capitol Beltway still a big mess. Two different accidents on one on the inner loop after Route 1, one on the outer loop in the same area. Big delays on 95. The BW Parkway is the overflow traffic now, and that's slow from Route 32 all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late. Low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday. High 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Test right now look like a pleasant day ahead. No rain in the forecast. 65 degrees right now in Dundalk. Hunt Valley has 65 as well on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Three juveniles have been arrested in connection with a commercial burglary in North Baltimore. Police say officers were conducting surveillance in the 5800 block of York Road shortly after 5 a.m. Saturday. They saw the suspects breaking into a store and stealing items. When police approached, the suspects started to run away, but they were all taken into custody. Police say two boys, aged 14 and 15, were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center, and a 12-year-old was released to a guardian. Damage from weekend storms shut down part of Baltimore's light rail on Sunday. Fans headed to the Orioles game at Camden Yards were impacted because of a fallen tree that damaged overhead lines, power lines, and forced a service disruption at several stops. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was reacting to President Trump's proposed budget for fiscal 2026 that calls for $163 billion in federal spending cuts. Right now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck?
Just as we were coming out of that last report, I went back to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and I see a broken down vehicle is just clearing from the left tube southbound with a flatbed right behind it. So they held traffic in the left tunnel. They're just in the process now of getting the vehicles out. So that's the reason for your backup. The right tunnel is open. They'll have the left tube open very shortly, but you'll have a delay southbound. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Chuck, and thanks for the update. Finally, this, a man who was shot in southeast Baltimore over the weekend has died. Police are now investigating the case as a homicide. The victim was shot just before 7:30 Saturday night, 3400 block of Pulaski Highway. Police say the victim initially left the scene but later turned up at a hospital for treatment. According to the preliminary report, the victim was shot outside a business during a physical altercation. Detectives are urging anyone with information to please call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. 8:06, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds are off today. They'll begin a three-game set in Minnesota tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Birds dropped to the series to the Royals. 11-6 was the final. Kansas City with a franchise record 7 home runs in the game. Mike Elias was asked before the series if he ever second-guesses his offseason moves or lack thereof.
I think this is my 18th year in Major League Baseball. A lot of that in scouting for the draft, international scouting, and then this job. I am constantly second-guessing, analyzing, looking at things.
On top of the Ravens welcoming their rookie class to Owings Mills this weekend, the team made a move to bolster their offensive line by adding veteran free agent Joe Notaboom. The versatile offensive lineman was a third-round draft pick of the Rams in 2018 and won a Super Bowl in 2021. But he does have injury history. In fact, the injury triple crown, torn ACL, torn MCL, torn Achilles, a calf injury and an ankle injury that limited him to just 4 games last year. NASCAR yesterday, the Worth 400 at the Texas Motor Speedway.
Well, Joey Logano has done a great job today. They started deep in this field, and he has driven his way to the front, capitalized on every situation, and put himself in position to win this race.
And win it he did. The reigning NASCAR champion surged ahead in the restart in overtime, only led for 7 laps overall, but he wins his first race of the year. Coming up in 30 minutes, the NCAA lacrosse tournament field is set. And that is Stein on Sports.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care, with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk number 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up this hour, we're going to take a look at Governor No More's actions actually speak louder than words.
Yeah.
On his 28 plans. And we'll take a look at Congressman saying, well, the Democrats, believe it or not, are moving further left, if that's even possible.
Is that possible?
But something, look, I don't believe the immigration reform, immigration system is broken. I just think that there are vast majority of people unwilling to enforce the laws. But something that is horrifically broken is the Department of Juvenile Services here in the state of Maryland. Governor Moore and his lackey, Vinnie Schiraldi, have failed to reform the juvenile system. They've made it worse. They made it 10 times, maybe 50 times worse than it was before they took it over. Hard to believe. But once again, a series of vandalism incidents involving juveniles has left Baltimore residents frustrated, seeking accountability. Over the past week, several vehicles have been damaged by juveniles wielding golf clubs leaving victims with their costly repairs. All this caught on neighborhood ring cameras and things of that nature. Jared Matthews, his car was parked in Canton, discovered his windshield shattered, and he, like other victims, are calling for accountability.
I want the kids to get caught, it's nothing really more to happen. I think that'll kind of prevent them from doing any more, just kind of put the fear out of them.
The problem is, if they get caught, there is no accountability.
Yeah.
They get released into their guardians, who are doing a horrific job of parenting to begin with. And then sometimes they're not even detained. If it's a violent act, we're finding out that they just get slapped with ankle monitors. And we know for a fact, I don't know what the hell they're doing. The companies, when the Columbia Mall shooter was supposed to have been monitored, they failed there. They failed on the Brooklyn Days massacre to watch these individuals with ankle monitors. So I think it's make work. I think it's you get a job with the state or with this company, and they probably are playing video games. They're not watching these individuals. How could they possibly watch? Either they're totally incompetent or they're ignoring their responsibility. So Patterson Park activist Arch McCown says he's recognized some of these repeat juvenile offenders.
Like right away when I zoomed in on it, I recognized one of the kids from prior crimes.
What? Yeah. From prior crimes, they went to one of the victims, Jeff Jatan, who was assaulted and robbed, as it was his wife, to tell him that these are repeat offenders.
One was placed under monitor, GPS ankle monitoring, and the other two were let go because of their age.
And putting him on an ankle monitor is worthless. It is useless. And Matthews says the damage, we'll hear from him in just a second, but the damage is costing residents thousands of dollars. And one of the answers to this repeat, because nobody cares in the Democrat Party. They just don't care. They're perfectly content with having the youths run wild through the streets of the city, creating problems, causing crimes without any punishment whatsoever.
8:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the left tube is back open again. The Fort McHenry Tunnel was closed for about 5-6 minutes. Hello, there we
Yellow.
Are. Thought I've just passed out. Southbound back open again, left tube.
Not that that's never happened.
We're the government, and we're here to help.
Is that the guy calling me from the Cayman Islands?
Yes.
So we're backed up, back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge, so that's going to have to clear itself out right now, 15 to 20 minutes there. 895 might take a little bit of a hit, and they'll be slow again from right around Pulaski Highway and the Erdman Avenue ramp. They're still working on the two-alarm fire. A lot of streets blocked off near the track. Pimlico Road, Belvedere Avenue, Capitol Beltway, still a mess with accidents all over the place in Prince George's County, both sides of the Capitol Beltway near Route 1. Big delays on 95, big delays on the Capitol Beltway, the overflow traffic detouring onto the BW Parkway southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, soggy start, scattered showers today, tonight, tomorrow, 76 today, 66 tonight, and a little warmer, 79 tomorrow, cloudy, 65 in the city, and it is 65 in Arnold. Time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown, EV.
Gentlemen, 8:15 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. At this time, we always like to check to see which lefty has lost it today. So please, let's head to the big top if we could. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And boy, she was gone, but she won't be gone forever, apparently. Joy Reid is still out, kind of stir up discomfort wherever she goes, which by definition is pretty easy. All she has to do is walk into a room and people feel uncomfortable. Here she is talking about exactly what caused the downfall of the Roman Empire.
Try to distill us just down to white folks, we'll be like Europe, an aging, slowly dying former empire. The Roman Empire didn't survive because it didn't have enough strength in its diversity. It suppressed its diversity and it died.
Yeah. Well, no, that's wrong. Okay. Let's just, because this nonsense is out there. You can go to any of a number of sources. In roughly 29 A.D., the Roman Empire recognized all free men from anywhere within the empire as Romans. They were all equal. They were about as diverse as you could be. It wasn't until about 300 years later that the western part of the empire finally fell. And it wasn't until roughly the 1300s before the eastern part of the empire fell. So, Joy, you're just so off base. But it's a marvelous little story you can tell your children and grandchildren. They'll fail every ancient history exam they take for the rest of their lives. So please, get the cloud card. Get out of here.
I think she'd be more concerned with the African Empire.
Yeah, well. By the way, I want to mention this because it's totally off the topic. I had the chance, finally this past weekend, we sat down, it's a long movie, and watched Ford versus Ferrari. Have you seen it?
No, I've not, no.
It's spectacular. I mean, it's been out for a bit now, but it is spectacular. Christian Bale, who plays the driver in this thing, he's brilliant. I mean, he's always thought he does good work. He's great. Matt Damon is in this thing. Cast of characters, including the gal from Outlander. She plays the wife of Christian Bale.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
Catrona?
Yeah. That's right. Catrona Balfi.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's a wonderful movie.
Yeah.
It's long. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes or something.
Well, that's nothing compared to the Bob Dylan biopic.
But this was... some kind of movie, man.
A Complete Unknown. I wanted to watch that, but that's like 3.5 hours or three hours, 40 minutes.
You've got to check this out.
Okay.
Whether or not you love sports cars, whether or not you love driving, it's a character study of how people who have drive get things done. If you think of it in that light, it's a brilliant movie. I'd highly recommend it. Viv, who's not exactly a NASCAR fan, she loved it. My wife, she loved it.
Well, it's open wheel, though, right?
Formula One.
It's open wheel racing.
Yeah, but of course they also raced at Daytona before they went over there. So,
right.
I mean, it's just wonderful to see this. This level of acting from the entire cast was great stuff.
Good suggestion.
Yeah.
All right, very good. It's 8:19 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, one of the residents of the city down in Canton, who had his windshield destroyed by these repeat juvie offenders, says, look, this is costing us more to live in the city and have to put up with this kind of vandalism and these kinds of crimes being committed every night.
At this point, the kids have caused tens of thousands of damage.
Tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And the Patterson Park activist, Arch McCown, saying that, agreeing with me, that the DJS and whoever is responsible, the Guardians, the DJS, our elected officials, all are doing a horrible job with these juvenile offenders.
You know, somewhere is, you know, things have fallen apart, right? And so if DJS says, well, they were on a track to get support and to get whatever they needed, and we're monitoring it, well, they're doing a horrible job monitoring this kid.
Well, but basically, first of all, they said we can't arrest our way out of the problem, okay? We can't put all these black and brown children behind bars, okay, and throw away the key. Well, nobody was talking about throwing away the key, but at least there's got to be some semblance of punishment.
Yeah.
But now we know the Guardians don't give a damn. Because they're roaming the streets
right.
at all hours of the
12-year-old
night.
12-year-old kid.
12-year-old was one of those identified in this. So they're running the streets. So the Guardians and the parents don't care. So when the Guardians and the parents don't care, what do you do? The city doesn't care because they're enabling this to happen repeatedly. And we're watching people have their property damaged, their cars they're stolen, us being assaulted and robbed, and they don't care. Mayor Scott, he wants to crow about the crime stats going down. More on that coming up in just a second. And our governor and the secretary of the Department of Juvenile Services, they don't care. In fact, they want to make it worse. They want to say that, well, their brains aren't fully developed until they're 25. So what's going on right now at 12, 13, and 14, we're just going to let it happen for the next 10, 12, 13 years. And then maybe when they're 26, maybe then we'll hold them accountable.
And when they have fully developed brains, by which time, unfortunately, some of them will have gone completely sour and severely injured other individuals or killed somebody. Why not take care of the problem long before it gets there?
Right.
that doesn't seem to be in the offing.
But by then, it's too late. By then we get the excuse, well, he grew up in a poor, impoverished neighborhood. He didn't have a lot. He didn't have the proper education. He didn't have the proper parenting. Hey, how about those wraparound services? They're really working out swell, aren't they? Day 21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, Harry points out that I was mistaken, and he's right about this. Ford versus Ferrari was not open wheel. It was GT racing. Sorry, I was only kind of partially paying attention. We get busy with five or six things in the studio all at once, and I apologize for that. 823, once again, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And looking live at the BWD Parkway, which has been the detour this morning, getting away from 95 because of all this activity on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. They've been out there now 5 hours with these different accident scenes on both sides of the Capitol Beltway. Looking at the camera here, southbound on 295 at 198, and it's stop and go from there down through Powder Mill Road, but at least it's moving. 95 has really been slow from Powder Mill Road trying to get onto the Capitol Beltway, so all of that backup is still there. We still haven't gotten the new update, but at last report, two lanes were still blocked on the Capitol Beltway interloop in College Park. Big delays on the outer loop as well. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, the soggy scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day. 76 for the high today right now, cloudy 62 in Forest Hill, and it is 64 in Reisterstown. Big election coming up tomorrow down in the city of Easton on the eastern shore for the president of the town council. The conservative, who has been popular and effective, his name is Frank Gonzalez. He is, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he is running again, you know, for re-election. And the problem with Easton is that Easton used to be, you know, a fairly sleepy Eastern Shore town, center-right focus. But over the years, the Washington elite, the leftists in D.C. and other counties that close to D.C. have made it a bedroom community of Washington. So now it's becoming, it's shifting to go center left now. The Eastern Star Democrat is a liberal paper down there. They have apparently been maligning Mr. Gonzalez with biased, unethical claims on his position on the issues. They're going after his integrity and character. They're taking down his signs and defacing signs. This is for a town council position.
Wow.
So, again, Frank needs your help. Again, remember, and of course, we'll just throw it out there. If he is listening and wants to call in at any time today or tomorrow, we certainly will talk with him. Again, what's happening here with this big election. I think it is tomorrow. So, again, it is he's a good, strong conservative. He needs conservatives' help because the local liberal press and a bunch of lefties are out to do him wrong. So, certainly, we hope that he is successful in his race tomorrow. As to the statistics here in Baltimore, I want to read you some headlines from this morning, from over the weekend. Victim of Southeast Baltimore shooting dies. Police launch homicide investigation. Woman hospitalized after overnight shooting in Northeast Baltimore. Child found dead from gunshot wound in Southwest Baltimore home. Police investigate fatal shooting of an unidentified man on Lorman Street in Baltimore. Two separate shootings in Baltimore leave two injured. All told, we have five that have been shot, two fatally in just one weekend. And we're being told that the crime rates are down in the city of Baltimore. And that might be true. I just would like to see some kind of forensic accounting or some kind of, I don't know who's keeping the stats. Is it the BPD that's keeping the stats? Or is it the mayor's office? Who keeps the stats on these crime rates? Because I suspect...
By saying who juices the facts?
Right. I suspect if it's the mayor's office, there would be great temptation to basically manipulate or massage these statistics to your favor for political effect. If it's the BPD, that's even more alarming.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. We have to look into this. I do think there probably is some reduction, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. Okay, because even when they celebrate that we're under 300, remember that was the big thing, under 300 homicides, that's a great thing. If you're under 250, it's even better. You know, I think if you're at 200, oh my God, they're jumping up and down in the streets for joy. It's still 200 murders a year.
Right.
It's nothing to celebrate. Now, you can celebrate the trend, you can celebrate the reduction, but I am wondering who's keeping these stats, who's affirming them. And are they authenticated by anybody? Just asking the question out loud for the rest of us that have to either work, reside, or travel through the city of Baltimore, which we're now being told is now no longer one of the most dangerous cities in the U.S.
Yeah.
Unlike Memphis.
If not the most. Pretty damn close.
Right. So there you have it. Coming up right after the 8:30 news, we'll take a look at one congressman saying the Democrats are moving even further left, if that is indeed possible.
If that's possible, yeah. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they have been the specific go-to guys for electrical industry stuff. No matter what the wiring has been done, I've always had Tim Kyle do it in my home because you can trust them, and the work they do is very, very good. And now, right now, instead of just serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication in the electrical field, they've branched out and they've now added HVAC to their resume as well. And I have the maintenance contract with them, and boy, they do not disappoint. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, right now, you can. They're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-875-9404. And that's 410-875-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
8:30 and time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Man who was shot in southeast Baltimore over the weekend has died. Police are now investigating the case as a homicide. The victim was shot just before 7:30 Saturday night, the 3400 block of Pulaski Highway. Police say the victim initially left the scene, but later turned up at a hospital for treatment. Anne Arundel County Police are investigating a Sunday morning murder in Glen Burnie. Police were called to the 800 block of Aqua Heart Road about 5 a.m. where the officers arrived. They found an 18-year-old man who had died at the scene. Victim identified as Jonathan Giuliani. Both investigators have not either released details about the suspect or a motive. Three juveniles have been arrested in connection with a commercial burglary in North Baltimore. Police say officers are conducting surveillance at 5800 block of York Road shortly after 5 a.m. Saturday when they saw the suspects breaking into the store and stealing items. When police approached, the suspects turned to run away. They were all caught, all taken into custody. Check this. Police say the two boys, aged 14 and 15, were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. The third, a 12-year-old boy, was released to a guardian. And damage from the weekend storms shut down part of Baltimore's light rail system on Sunday. Fans headed to the Orioles game at Camden Yards, and they were impacted because a tree had fallen over a power line and forced service disruption to several stops between Baltimore County and the city. Coming up at 8:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Your pick three lottery number, 132. Your pick 4-0-2-8-8. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays on the Beltway locally still there. Outer loop from Parkville into Towson. The inner loop is just around 795 through Reisterstown Road, Park Heights Avenue over towards Greenspring before it gets better. And then down the hill towards the JFX, it looks like we're better going over towards 83. The west side outer loop delay is just south of Reisterstown Road down to 795. And in that area, there had been a report of a broken down vehicle in the right lane. And we're still backed up from 795. Going down through Frederick Road. Some leftover slowing from some earlier problems at both the Harbor Tunnels. Moving a little better, but still backed up. And all those delays on the Capitol Beltway are still there. Big problems. Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Soggy forecast on this Monday with the showers and thunderstorms. They'll become a little more scattered into the latter part of the day as we run it up to 76. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms becoming a little more isolated late, low 66, but more rain ahead for our Tuesday, high 79. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Need new blinds? At Blinds.com, we offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, we take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The Orioles of the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The Orioles will get a chance to take stock today and off day, begin a series tomorrow night against the Minnesota Twins. Birds are 13-20 on the year. They're 5.5 back of New York in the American League East. Issues are everywhere. GM Mike Elias meeting the media before the just concluded weekend series against the Royals. A myriad of topics, including how often he and ownership have calls about the team.
I have one today, for instance. They're pretty frequent. I'd say pretty constant ongoing. And, we have formal calls on a regular basis.
Elias was then asked if he's confident the money would be there to improve the team as needed down the stretch.
Yeah, the ownership group has a lot of desire to win and wherewithal, and if that becomes a factor, if we're in a position to leverage that at the trade deadline, I expect these guys are going to continue to do the right thing by the team. They've done nothing else, and they've expressed nothing differently.
Of particular interest this weekend for Ravens fans was the brewing competition between Justin Tucker and rookie kicker Tyler Loop, first kicker the Ravens have drafted in their history. With the league's investigation into Tucker ongoing, head coach John Harbaugh says the decision can only be based on one thing.
Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. You've got a rookie kicker. You took him in the sixth round, early in the sixth round. He's a talented guy. Just from a football standpoint, salary cap, all the different things that you just take into consideration.
On the ice last night, one of the great finishes in Stanley Cup history, the Blues and Jets in double overtime.
Kyle Connor, Pionk wants it. He gets it. Pionk shoots. They score! Game over! Series over!
Courtesy of Sportsnet Canada, Adam Lowry with a tip to win at 4-3. Winnipeg had scored the game-tying goal with 3 seconds to play in regulation. The NCAA lacrosse tournament field is set. On the men's side, Maryland claims the number 2 seed and will play the winner of the Robert Morris Air Force play-in game. It's the Terps' 47th all-time NCAA tournament berth and a nation-leading 22nd consecutive. Elsewhere, it will be Tigers versus Tigers. Towson draws number 3 seed Princeton University. Towson on a 10-game winning streak after winning its conference tournament, its longest in program D1 history. On the women's side, 4 Baltimore area teams are in. Maryland, heading to its 35th consecutive tournament, will host Fairfield in round 1, Hopkins hosting Liberty, Loyola and Stony Brook University, Navy and Clemson as well. The time now is 7:37. When we return, the Derby's ratings were through the roof.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Well, advertising rates are certainly going to go up. The Kentucky Derby, what's had its highest rating in 36 years this past Saturday. 17.7 million people watched. And what's being credited for that, except for, besides for the excitement of the race, is the updated Nielsen technology that is now monitoring out-of-home viewership.
Hmm.
In other words, if you're at a bar or a restaurant and you're watching, they have the ability now to determine, they say at least, how many people are watching. Also, streaming has added. In fact, streaming added about 9 million more viewers to this.
And I would think the later post times.
Later post times, 7 p.m., we talked about that.
As you get closer to prime time, it's going to be better for viewers.
More people around, yeah.
Right, so the highest ratings in 36 years for the Derby. I wonder what it'll be for the Preakness, especially if the Triple Crown is still in effect.
Although this was the 151st Derby, that the attendance was down.
Right, the attendance was down.
It was a rainy day,
a muddy day.
Well, of course, the attendance was down, but it wouldn't be for long.
Well, that's one thing the Preakness. Oh, I get you. That's one thing the Preakness has over the Derby.
At times, I wish I had a taser in studio.
Oh, believe me, you and I are on the same wavelength. What would you do with it, Sean?
I would point it in that direction.
Yeah. Sometimes over here too.
Is there somebody behind me?
All right, Gary. Thanks so much.
You
appreciate that. All right, we had asked, and ye shall receive. Frank, am I pronouncing this right? Gonzalez, is that right, Frank?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. So you are now the current president of the town council in Easton.
Yes, sir.
And you're running for re-election, and the election is tomorrow. Is that correct?
Yes, tomorrow at 6, tomorrow May 6th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Easton Fire Station.
And so what kind of dirty tricks are they playing on you down there in Easton?
Well, over the past few months, there's been all kinds of different attacks on me, from vandalism on swastikas being placed on my signs, people putting KKK hoods on my signs with my picture on them. People have been just been stealing many signs, and I had someone actually throw signs of mine in a tree at a church. I mean, 20, 30 feet up in the air, sort of ridiculous. And people have been looking in my windows of my house, and my family's seen them. People have posted pictures of my house online and doxed me with my address. And that's just from, you know, people, activists that are local. From the town side, there's, it seems that there was, well, not seems that there was, there was a video put out by our mayor and a council member making insinuations about my campaign finances because I have signs everywhere and they thought I was spending all kinds of money. So lo and behold, find out that I'm actually the only elected official in the town of Easton that's been filing their, voluntarily self-reporting their campaign finances in the state database. So, you know, a quick Google search could have relieved them a lot of egg on their face. And but from there, they ended up introducing a legislation or an ordinance on campaign finances and transparency around it at our last meeting 2 weeks ago. And, you know, that's fine to have a reform of your campaign laws and finances. I support that fully. And not what has been proposed, in essence, by them, because it could probably be better. But it was clearly a political attack, and it's pretty obvious that that's what they were doing. And there's just been all kinds of ham-handed attempts to assassinate my character and just drag me through the mud. And, you know,
Who's leading this charge? Is the Eastern Star Democrat, or are they leading the charge against you and your campaign?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd fairly say they're leading the charge, but they definitely have had some questionable antics as well. That's a whole other side to this. I mean, when people say the establishment, we have a full-on establishment here. And the sad part is, my wife and I used to work there, and we met there, and, you know, now that we're gone, they don't fit their narrative. They just chew me up and spit me out.
Frank, are you surprised at the level of vitriol?
It's a lot, but it's okay. I can handle it, but it's pretty nasty.
Frank, hold that thought for just a second, because I want to, listeners, especially on the Eastern Shore, get a chance to at least know what your record is, so you can correct that in just a second. We've got to pause for a traffic update, so hang with us.
Hang with us, Frank. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck now has finally cleared from the Capitol Beltway. Just in the last 20 minutes or so, Interloop is now back open with all the lanes open after Route 1. That's the good news. We're still backed up on the Capitol Beltway, both sides of the roadway. 95 is still backed up to Powder Mill Road. It's going to take probably an hour at least for all of this to settle back down again. The ramp and the service road back over on the right side of the Capitol Beltway also heavily backed up. The BW Parkway carrying all the overflow traffic is still busy south of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says soggy, scattered showers, storms possible throughout the day, 76. And right now it's cloudy, 66 in the city, 65 in Annapolis. On the line with us is the president of the Easton Town Council, Frank Gonzalez. And Frank is running for re-election. The election is tomorrow. And I got an email from one of your supporters. That's the reason why we brought it up here, saying that you've just been given the rough shot here by the Eastern Star Democrat and political dirty trick. So I want to give you an opportunity, at least, to tell listeners in the Easton area, why should they reelect you? What accomplishments, what achievements, what have you done, Frank, to deserve another term? Frank, are you still there?
I think we've lost Frank.
Yeah, we lost Frank. Yeah. All right, Frank, call us back. I think he is calling us back. Okay. Frank is back now with us. Frank, did you hear my question?
Not all of it, no.
Yeah, so we were, I guess we lost the cell, but basically I wanted you to articulate why voters in Easton, why you think you should get another term, and why should they vote for you?
Well, first things first, I've brought about more fiscal transparency, and that was done by leading the council through the most detailed budget review in over 30 years. We publicly, on the record, on camera, went through every single line of our budget, and we really took a deep dive into that, as opposed to, just sort of having a higher level discussion. And it's not to say that past councils didn't do due diligence or anything like that. That's something that the town has tried to fact check me on with using taxpayer dollars on their social media account. But no one has done it to this extent. I want everyone in the town to be able to see where every cent is going and how we're using your money, and to just be good stewards and transparent. That's one thing. Another is to really be someone that's going to stand up for preserving our town's historic charm. That's what makes Easton so unique. And we really need to make sure that we don't just allow so much growth here that we lose, what makes us special.
Yeah, I have noted that growth over the years. Easton, charming little town, beautiful. A lot of good restaurants there and old-time movie theater, et cetera. But I've noticed a political shift over the years as, I guess, more and more wealthy Washingtonians mm-hmm. are making it a bedroom community. Are you sensing the same thing?
Maybe somewhat of a, I don't know if I necessarily say a bedroom community, but there's just a lot of people who are, I guess, retiring here.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
During COVID, it really ballooned and with an influx of people from across the bridge, which, we're not opposed to having people move here and live here and contribute to our economy and our society here. And, but at the same time, it's like, a lot of changes that are trying to be made in the direction that not a lot of people are really wanting, and it's sort of rapid.
For example, what, Frank?
Well, one thing would be, we have an inclusionary zoning ordinance that has been introduced. It was introduced as a draft in February. And it's a bill that has support. It gives the idea of or notion that we'll be addressing the need for workforce housing for people in 60 to 100% of the area median income. But in essence, it, just the type of policy it is, it would mandate builders have to allocate 15% of all their units to below market rate. So what does that really translate into in a nutshell? A builder comes to town and says, here's my project. The town's going to say, great, welcome to Easton. Well, here's our program. We understand that you want to build homes for $600,000 and your costs are $450,000 to $500,000. But the people in this program, they can only afford a mortgage for a $300,000 house. And so if you want to build here, you're going to have to sell that to them. So we understand that you're going to lose money on these 15% of the units, but you'll have to make it up somewhere else. So what's going to happen? They're going to take that loss. They're going to add it up. They're going to divide it and redistribute it across the top of all the market rate units, and essentially create a way to have this housing be paid for by other home buyers.
Yeah, sort of like affirmative housing. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, and that's one of the impacts of it in the short term. In the medium to long term, you would see more of a deflationary pressure on housing prices throughout the town, not just in those neighborhoods specifically, or subdivisions, rather. You would see that when you buy or sell a home, it's based on a comp and a comparable home, and or several of them. But it would essentially be that your comp would be, one of them could be several hundred thousand dollars less, and so that would average down your home value. And anecdotally, you know, we have, say you have grandma on a fixed income, and that fixed income is paying her mortgage, and her comp, it goes down, and then her mortgage no longer conforms. Well, the bank calls and says, hey, you owe us $20,000 or $30,000. Oh, you don't have it. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks for your house.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're running out of time here, Frank, but I just wanted to make sure we got you on the air at least, talk a little bit about your issues. And tomorrow is election day for town council, president of town council at Easton. So we urge people to get out and vote. And Frank, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yes, please do. Easton Firehouse, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please get all your friends and family to vote for Frank. Thank you all for the opportunity.
It is our pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that. It's 8:51. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Styling. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speed. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
M62225, new customers only with 2-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Coal and oil and water, they were all placed here by God. And there has to be some sort of serendipitous reason that we were able to discover these elements that were in the earth. They are natural, but it's there for us to use. And there's nothing wrong with it. And if you think that wind and solar are going to cut it, you're going to be sitting in darkness and they just learned the hard way in España.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Good morning. It's 8:53 Monday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Late backing on the Beltway locally, still there. Parkville to Towson through Pikesville and down the west side. So that's not going anywhere anytime soon. Just the normal heavy traffic. JFX did recover from some earlier problems. That looks better at the city county line. Still some heavy traffic, but the lanes are open at both the tunnels. But if you have to make that late ride towards the Capitol Beltway, both 95 and the Parkway are still backed up. We had a big wreck early this morning, 3:30 or so, that backed up the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County right after College Park. That's still recovering. Most of the lanes are open, but it's going to be an hour, could be 90 minutes, before all of that finally settles down. Plan accordingly if you're heading south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says soggy start. Scattered showers, storms possible today, 76 tonight and tomorrow. So at least the first part of the week, it's going to be wet. The latter part of the weekend, looking better. Sunshine and highs hopefully in the 70s. Right now, 65 and cloudy in Columbia, 66 in Annapolis. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next.
Indeed she is.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing A-okay, thanks.
All right. Well, those in Canton probably not doing A-okay today as they're trying to figure out how to fix their windshields because we have another juvenile trend of them busting out windshields with golf clubs. And I also saw in Laurel, you've got police, Prince George's police investigating 47 car break-ins over the weekend, and they attribute that to about three people total. So they're now, I guess they got some video footage. They're going to try to go after these individuals. I mean, we were dealing with this last summer, right? This is why we wanted a special session. They got nothing done this session in Annapolis in regards to juvenile crimes.
They made it worse.
Yeah. Absolutely. So people, I hope they're just prepared because you're going to see it all over again this summer.
And doesn't like anybody from the governor to Secretary Schiraldi to the mayor, anybody has any ideas other than... you know, your brain's not fully developed, so we just got to let them run wild.
Yeah, well, you put yourself in a situation where you define all the solutions out of the realm of possibility, and what you're left with is a bunch of choices, none of which is going to actually give you a satisfactory result.
Yeah, yeah. You know? These kids are out of control. And I saw on Governor Westmore's schedule, he's in New York today. Accepting an award and giving a speech over there on Wall Street.
He is not running for president.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Tonight. He's not running for president.
Not right now.
Yeah.
So this week.
We'll talk about all that. Also, Alcatraz, is it worth reopening? That's the big question today. I did look it up. $7.7 million, I believe it cost us a year to have it. Which isn't really a lot, if you think about it, considering how much money we spend on silly things. But I don't know. Is it worth reopening?
I do. I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think this is where Trump's a genius. He's talking about taking our hardened, most violent criminals and sending them to El Salvador. He got a lot of pushback from the left, the ACLU, et cetera. He said, okay, fine. We'll just send them to Alcatraz.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I mean, it's right there off of, what is that?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No. I have not been, you know, since I've got...
Better visit soon.
Yeah.
I mean, you as a visitor.
As a visitor.
Right. We should clarify that.
Yeah, not as a prison stint. Yeah. And, we'll talk about that today because some people on social media were saying they don't believe it was worth reopening, that they believe that we should just still send everybody to El Salvador. But that's costing us much more, isn't it?
We're paying $6 million for the ones the illegal aliens. That's a $6 million deal. That's just the illegals.
Right.
So imagine it's going to be more if you take our other criminals. I don't know if that holds up here constitutionally.
You know what? Yeah.
But the nice thing is, right now you can go as a visitor. And you can get an Alcatraz lock and an Alcatraz key. Then keep it in your pocket just in case you're ever incarcerated there.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. And you'll have the key with you?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. Escape from Alcatraz.
Yes, it is.
Great movie.
I like Birdman of Alcatraz, too.
We'll talk about that also at 11 o'clock. We have Mickey Wills. He's joining us from Texas. He's dropping a documentary here on May 15th, and it's about the plan. Pandemic and how these people still have not been held accountable for it. So they actually went around the country talking to some of the voices that were censored and suppressed as they were trying to get the word out about COVID and obviously its origin. So,
yeah. Well, Tulsi Gabbard last week said they're hot on the trail of Tony Fauci and the gain-of-function research.
He already received his pardon, didn't he, from Joe Biden? Did he get a pardon?
I'm not sure.
He asked for a preemptive.
He was on the list for asking.
Sure I don't know if he got it.
All right. I'll look that up
and
before.
And that's going to be a very interesting court case when the first one who's received a pardon before it's been affirmed that he or she actually did anything.
Right.
Right.
And gets sentenced for something.
That should be fought.
Take a look at that and say,
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll double check that before I sit in the chair here in about 7 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks,
really,
guys.
See that, Kim. Appreciate that.
Also, write War and Peace. There's nothing else to do, really.
Exactly.
Minutes.
So, there you have it. Just want to wish my beautiful bride a happy anniversary today. 40 years. 40 years. It's just amazing. And it's flown by. I can't tell you how quick it has flown by. So, very blessed. She keeps me centered, to say the least.
Yeah.
She is truly the better half. So, I would just say happy anniversary. Yeah. 40th anniversary to Robin. Love you, dear.
Yeah, there's only one thing I can say to that, and that is, that's true.
Yes, dear.
Yeah.
Just say it. That's the phrase that pays. for those of us in radio, the phrase that pays in marriages, yes, dear.
Yeah.
We are back tomorrow
morning.
Mama
ain't happy, nobody happy.
At 6 a.m. right here on WCVM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America. We'll see you in the morning.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.